news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Iran has launched missiles at American bases in Jordan. All of those missiles knocked down, according to U.S. military officials. The Iranian attack came after the U.S. fired on Iranian missile launchers on an island in the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. said it carried out a limited, precise action to protect trade and shipping after Iranian forces were observed getting ready to launch rockets with sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian media reported sounds of explosions near Larak Island, and Iran's Revolutionary Guard said several of its fighters and civilians were killed and injured. The guards vowed a response and punishment. Overnight, Jordan's armed forces said 8 Iranian missiles were intercepted in its airspace. The latest exchange of fire comes just days after the Trump administration said that it was shifting to tight economic sanctions rather than military options to try to end its war with Iran.
The BBC's Jolan Nell in Jerusalem. Flash flooding in the Grand Canyon has killed one person. At least 14 others are missing.
This happened to hit the perfect spot of lining up in the Grand Canyon where it did along Bright Angel Creek. I mean, it's basically a cliff face, like 4,000 feet or so. So that water is just kind of falling straight onto rock and just running straight down into the canyon.
Carter Humphreys at the National Weather Service in Flagstaff. Forecasters warn the danger may not be over yet with more rain, more thunderstorms possible today. The flooding catastrophe along the Nepal-Tibet border has claimed more than 900 lives. Close to 5,000 people are still unaccounted for. Jury deliberations resume today in the trial of Massachusetts mother Lindsay Clancy. She's charged in the strangulation deaths of her 3 young children. She claims postpartum psychosis. The Dow futures are down 81 points, so the Nasdaq futures are off 44. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. After 15 years and over 50,000 cancellations, I can tell you with confidence, we know how to get you out of your timeshare. Call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit guide absolutely free with all your options for cancellation. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-926-5959. That's 800-926-5959. 800-926-5959.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a delay on the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. I'm not sure if this is an accident. The report was it was a medic call southbound 895. It's in the area of the ramp at Potee Street. So you pay the toll, you come south across the steel bridge, and after that, you have to go to the right lane. Single lane right now on the southbound side of 895. So very quickly, we're going to back up through the tunnel and come back out on the other side. If you're coming down from O'Donnell Street, you need to be prepared for that. It's very slow leaving the toll plaza. Once you do, stay in the right lane. You'll be able to get through. About 45 minutes ago, we had a minor wreck at Arundel County at the ramp at Route 100 at the intersection there and the interchange at Route 170. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a hot and humid day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. A chance for a stray shower, an isolated storm. After that, partly cloudy and mild tonight. Lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 degrees in Nottingham and 72 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Mayor Brandon Scott will deliver remarks at the City Health Department's annual event in recognition of Overdose Awareness Day. The mayor will be joined by City Council President Zeke Cohen, the Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Michelle Taylor, and others at the Pennsylvania Avenue branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library at 10 a.m. Overdose Awareness Day is held every August 31st to remember those who have died from a drug overdose.
support their family and friends, and take action. During this morning's press conference, the mayor will be announcing a new public health campaign to end the stigma of overdoses. And police are investigating weekend shootings, including one that killed a man in the southwestern district. The fatal shooting happened shortly after 2:30 Saturday morning in the 2500 block of West Fayette Street. Around 5 p.m. Sunday, police responded to 1500 block of West North Avenue, where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the hand. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 128. The pick 4, 4005. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name. They get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it was a big weekend for the Birds in Sacramento.
Anderson, fly ball, high, deep, way, way, way.
Goodness. Have a day. Boy, the kid putting on a show today.
He really did. Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. Gunnar Henderson with a pair of home runs, including that three-run shot to give the Birds a 7-5 lead. Kobe Mayo with an Orweaver special as well. As Baltimore scores 7 unanswered runs after trailing 5-1 early, they sweep the A's 8-5, the final to reach one game under 500 for the first time since April 30th. Gunnar's a homer, by the way, came off a left-hander.
And I felt good against lefties. Obviously, I felt like I've hit them. Just hadn't hit any homers. But, yeah, I always feel comfortable against them. And then, yeah, just putting a lot of work in. Obviously, with the swing. And me and Pete been grinding in there. So, got to give a lot of credit to Pete.
First homer for Gunnar off a left-hander since May 27th. The win improves Baltimore's record to 68-69 on the year. They're one game behind Cleveland now in the playoff chase. Ravens got down to their initial 53 over the weekend. Familiar names on the cut list include veteran wide receiver Chris Moore, 2023 third-round draft pick Adisa Isaac, who just couldn't stay healthy in Baltimore. Guys who did make it, free agents, undrafted. Backup quarterback Joe Fignano will be the team's third quarterback, and undrafted free agent Ethan Burke stuck as an outside linebacker. Also, the team made a pair of trades over the weekend, sending D-lineman C.J. Okoye to John Harbaugh's Giants, offensive lineman Diego Pounds to the Chiefs for a conditional sixth-round pick. Coming up in 30 minutes, the world's number one stays number one, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Tom
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, August 31st, 2026. I am Sean Casey. And coming up on the program in this hour, did Dr. Fronci destroy evidence regarding gain of function? He may even be in more hot water than originally thought. The DOJ is suing Maryland over in-state tuition for illegal aliens. We'll discuss that. But our top story here today, another Maryland judge blocking question three. That is the redistricting constitutional amendment that was rushed through and with reckless abandon by Wes Moore and the insane Democrats in this state. First and foremost, thanks to Councilman Nino Mangione and Jeff McDonald for sitting in and for the entire crew holding down the fort during my family vacation. Really appreciate that. Had a great time down in Bethany Beach, Delaware, and we are recharged, ready to go. Battle all the way now through November the 3rd. And it is going to be a big battle, that is for sure. But two big wins last week for Maryland voters, and two big losses for Westmore and the Democrats. A second Maryland judge ruling on Friday that the state's proposed congressional redistricting amendment, known as Question 3, should be kept off the November ballot. There's a lot of legal uncertainty over what has been done. So we had a judge, in this case, Judge James Sarbanes. Don't know if there's any relation to Senator Sarbanes or not. I'm sure it's not a common name. Finds that the General Assembly failed to follow the state's election procedures it approved earlier this year, that the ballot language was misleading, and also that the amendment improperly combined separate issues into a single ballot question. Ballot questions are supposed to be single subject. That's it. This was a twofer that the Democrats tried to sneak through the legislature and through the courts. Sarbanes ordered the State Board of Elections not to include the referendum on the November 3rd ballot, but at the state's request, he put the order on hold while it appeals to the Supreme Court of Maryland, and that means the amendment remains on track for the ballot right now. The state filed its appeal later on Friday, according to a spokesperson for the Maryland Office of Attorney General Anthony Brown. So this really comes just 2 days after the circuit judge Robert Thompson in Anne Arundel County issued a similar order. That decision was also put on hold while the state appeals. Maryland's highest court is set to hear arguments September 3rd in the Anne Arundel case. And the state hopes the Dorchester case will be considered at the same time. So you got basically two of the same conclusions, one in Anne Arundel County, one in Dorchester County, both smacking down Westmore and the Democrats. My curious date here for me is the September 3rd. To my knowledge, that is the date, that is the deadline that they can have for printing these ballots for the question to appear on the ballot for the November election. And so I wonder if that's a same-day ruling, if they have hearings or they consider the case, or they make their ruling on September 3rd. If it goes beyond September 3rd, that would mean that and they don't have any kind of ruling, then they would have to print it anyway. So that's the thing we have to keep our eye on, to see if this is a same-day ruling by the state Supreme Court of Maryland, or for some reason, if they're able to put that aside in some fashion. All right, more on this, including your calls and comments, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And give us a call right now, and you can weigh in on the two big wins for Maryland voters last week in the courts. 613, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be back.
Yep. Well, we walk right into a situation here on 895 southbound. Single vehicle accident hit the guardrail in the median southbound at Poteet Street. And the last check we had when we came on, they're only blocking the left-hand lane. Now, because the medic units are there, traffic is stopped at the scene. No traffic is getting by. So if you're coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel, get through the toll plaza, you start down towards the Steel Bridge. Right now, after that, after the ramp at Poteet Street, there's no traffic moving southbound. I think the exit ramp to Poteet is open. So you could take that ramp and pick up Ritchie Highway from there and go south on Ritchie Highway or Belgrove Road and then pick up the Beltway over on the southwest side. So you do have a way to get around. You also have Frank First Avenue in that same area. But for right now, with the medic units there, there is no traffic moving on 895 in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today, upper 80s for the high. It's going to feel like the 90s, though, mostly cloudy. Chance for stray showers or storms for tomorrow, and even hotter, if you can believe that. So, yeah, we're in the dog days of August here. Last one, of course, tomorrow, first day of September. Right now, we're mostly cloudy, 70 in Columbia, and it is 70 in Owings Mills. And time for some one-liner news for you here this morning. Although she has denied it, rumor has it. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is poised to join the cast of The View.
I saw that.
You know? I can't believe that for a second. What's her role going to be? Blonde lady who annoys Whoopi and Joy?
Right.
I mean, that's... I just think she's giving up time to be the White House Press Secretary to spend more time with her children, including her newborn. Why would you take on the rigors of a daily...
Right, where you have to be there early in the day.
Yeah. And in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't... I don't see it.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't fit...
And it doesn't fit that they would have a strong conservative on the... Every conservative, maybe with the... I mean, Hasselbeck was probably the best.
Yeah.
But she was just okay. The rest of them have been just, welcome mats for the rest of the cast of The View.
They're doing that to protect their license.
Yeah. Spider-Man Brand New Day is set to bump Titanic out of the top five most successful movies of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
They have a kind of a distinct advantage. It's hard to make a sequel to the Titanic. If you know what I mean.
Play it reverse.
Right. Large number of gamers in America plan to use the days of vacation time to binge play Grand Theft Auto. I think it's the, fourth version of it, whatever, when it's released on November the 19th. They'll be using their PTO for GTA, they're saying. And according to the sources, the Trump administration planning to sell a portion of the Yosemite National Park to private developers.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's unclear what the developers will do with the land. Although some might say it could be Yosemite tea time.
I heard they were going to put custom houses in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big old custom house, like log cabins and stuff.
I wonder if he'll rename El Capitan El Presidente.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Tourism in Florida dipping again. Number of Canadian visitors down sharply.
We don't care.
Yeah. No, you really don't. The early bird buffets are less crowded, so you won't have to wait in a long line and wind up eating a late dinner, you know, at like 5:15 or so.
Right.
FBI, listen to this. FBI's loosened its hiring standards and will now accept applicants who've hired prostitutes, stolen from an employer, or engaged in acts of bestiality.
Mm.
Yeah. The new slogan, it takes a criminal to catch a criminal, I guess, right?
I guess. Yeah.
What the heck is going on at the FBI?
Right. Well, you got to get somebody.
Yeah. Reaction continues. President Trump's order to rename Lake Ontario to Lake America. He's not done since half of the Lake America borders Canada. Trump has changed it from a Great Lake to just an OK Lake.
You know he's doing that. Just messing with him.
Oh, he's trolling him. Absolutely.
Sure.
So, again, you look at it and just, the list out on Maryland commutes are bad. Of course, we knew that already.
Please.
And most drivers said they would take a $3,500 pay cut to avoid the worst commutes in Maryland.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at this, what's going on right now.
Yeah, number one. What do you think the number one in Maryland is? Worst commute.
Oh, it's got to be Capitol Beltway, I would think.
Yeah. I-270, Rockville, Frederick. Right.
That's it.
Number two, American Legion Bridge on the Capitol Beltway, right there. So that those two are really, really bad. I would think that the parts of 695 would also qualify, but I didn't see it in the list here this morning. I did read an article last week that said they're spending $184 million on widening, expanding these lanes on 695 that they're doing the work on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read that they're only going to be part-time. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Yeah. Part-time lanes. So, again, $184 million. You're only going to be able to use these lanes during congestion, morning and afternoon traffic, rush hour traffic.
And then
traffic.
The people that are watching the cameras will concern which lane opens up. So, that, I don't want to get into that.
So there's going to be, a red X on the
probably
access lane? And what do they have, these arms that swing out so you can't use the lane or the shoulders? I guess it really is the shoulder, right?
Yeah, it's more or less, yeah. It's like an express lane type of thing. But, yeah, they'll have it blocked off or have a red X, like you said. And then, they'll determine by the use of the camera, are we backed up far enough to use it?
Yeah.
I ain't going to that conversation.
Now, my question is this, and because you're the traffic guru and you have all answers that, pertaining to traffic, and that is...
That's nice.
That's right. My question is this. I don't see much of a problem when you're deploying Special lanes, because you just are removing the blockades, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. And they're opening up those lanes during congestion driving. What happens when you have to reimpose the red X?
Right.
What happens then?
Yeah, just like you do at the tunnel or whatever. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Eventually, it just red X shows up, and everybody goes, "Oh, well, we have to get over." If they can figure that out,
yeah.
I don't know if they're going to use arms that'll come down or gates that come out. I haven't seen that yet.
Well, that could be a nightmare if they're waiting for the gates that come out. I mean, are you going to get a kind of a warning or something before
they have those gates when you're going to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Yes.
They have those gates that come out, and if there's when they go to three lanes eastbound, for an example, they open those gates, and then you have one lane comes over on the new span, you know. And that's what they do. So in the meantime, they keep those blocked. So as you're going towards, like, Sandy Point.
Right.
Yeah, right now the gates are closed for that left-hand lane.
No, I went coming over the bridge on Friday. I saw that again. It was at two lanes going westbound, and they had the red X, you know, the gates with the red X blocking that third lane because it was coming this way. That's the reason why.
Maybe they'll do 695, something like that, or they could have a couple of guys out there
with
flags. It
just seems to me that that's a tougher ask, you know, on 695 than it is on the Bay Bridge. I don't know.
It's a lot more, territory if they start going up from, let's say, Route 40 up to Reisterstown Road, you know, and through there. That's a lot of territory.
And my question is, does it cause a bigger backup or a bigger problem by deploying and, getting rid of the gates, bringing on the gates? We'll have to wait and see.
Right. Chuck, once it goes south, goes south. Real quick, the right lane is open now to wreck at 895 south.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. 621, you've heard me talk about the great experience I had when I upgraded my refrigerator and how Mayor helped us find the perfect appliance. My wife and I love it. It's what a great choice. And right now, Town Appliance having their big Labor Day event. It is the perfect time to get ready for the holidays, which actually are right around the corner with 70 different brands to choose from, like Bosch, GE, Cafe, KitchenAid, Monogram, Janair. Both mayors will use their knowledge and experience to make sure you pick the right fit for your needs and keeping you on budget. They offer flexible financing options to make it easy for you as well. Visit townappliance.com or stop in and tell them that I sent you.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Heard from the Gishman over at State Highway. He is saying there'll be no gates involved, just lane control signals. All right, so that answers a big question. Yeah, because the gates, I just thought would be problematic. There's no way they could do the gates. So we've heard from the most on high over at State Highway, Chuck Gishler, and he's saying
birthday boy.
Yeah, just that's right. He just had a big birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course,
87.
They're all big at his age.
He looks good for that age, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Just the lane control signals, no gates. All right, 623. All the gates are at Chuck's house. That's right.
He lives in the rest of them.
Right, he lives in a gated community, that's why.
That's nice.
All right.
Bring it up, Mr. Casey, all the time. You tell me when you first put that out for a lie, that it was a gay community. It was a gay community.
I said gated. I never said
that. No, you didn't, you son of a bitch. I got the tape. Don't tell me.
Well, so what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing if you're in... Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Next thing you know, I'll lose my membership at Caliente. I can't do that.
That's right. All right, what's happening, Chuck?
All right, there's a report of a wreck. I haven't seen it yet. Outer loop at York Road, so I'm looking, but I see some brake lights slowing in that area right now, so there may be something to it. Could be underneath the bridge at York Road, so we'll keep an eye on that. And in the meantime, the wreck on 895 southbound at Poteet Street, still there, and at least one lane is now getting by on the right side. So that's a backup as you're coming out of the old Harbor Tunnel, and at one point it never really got back through the tunnel. I'm going to go back and check again just to see what it looks like on the other side. And yeah, it's still okay. So it's not backed up going in, but all your backup right now is when you come out of there through the Toll Plaza area at Child Street and then Shell Road. That's where the backup is. Single lane still to the right on 895 southbound near the Poteet Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot and humid today. High temps in the upper 80s. It's going to feel like the 90s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance for stray showers or storms. And tomorrow, even hotter. Cloudy 74 in Annapolis at 70 in Ellicott City. We're talking about a second judge ruling against question three. That is the attempt to change the state constitution to redistrict. And one of the big no-nos, according in this 12-page opinion by Judge Sarbanes, he rejected the state's argument, that would be Westmore and the insane Democrats, describing the amendment as a, quote, clarification, end of quote. And he says this accurately reflects an unsettled area of Maryland law. He says the term clarifies is misleading in the ballot question, as there is no confusion that needed to be clarified. He said adding the amendment would remove Maryland constitutional standards and protections from congressional redistricting plans. In effect, he said, was not clear from the ballot language. Sarbanes also faulted question three for failing to explain what voting for or against the amendment would actually mean. And he said, combined with lawmakers' failure to follow timelines for public notice and comment, he said the wording left voters without enough information to make an informed choice. Sarbanes also rejected the state's argument that the General Assembly was not bound by election law deadlines when proposing this constitutional amendment. Lawmakers approved this new ballot question procedures earlier this year, including a July 1st deadline for the Secretary of State to certify the information about the statewide ballot questions and timelines for public notice and comment. The General Insane Asylum did not approve question three until a special session which was a month later. They blew past the deadline by a full month or so. And he wrote, the General Assembly should not be able to opt out of its own statutory process. Concluding the lawmakers' failure to follow the election laws made question three unlawful. The judge also found the amendment violates Maryland's requirement that a proposed constitutional amendment address a single subject, as I mentioned. Question three would have established which constitutional standards apply to congressional districts and allow the General Assembly to give the Supreme Court of Maryland original jurisdiction over challenges to congressional maps. That's two separate subjects, and that is a violation of the statutes and of the law. So there you have it. 0 for 3. Actually 0 for 2 in decisions and 0 for 3 in the content of what they did, according to Judge Sarbanes. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean. Sean, welcome back. Glad you have a very nice vacation. Hope everyone have a meaningful Labor Day holiday observance next Monday. Go Orioles. Way to go on the left coast, sweeping the Oakland A's. That's important. Let me just tell you, in this two-day horrible session held earlier this month, they wasted approximately all the expenses, fees had. You had to pay all the legislators extra overtime. $3 million plus. How is that money going to be made up? $3 million for a waste of 2 days of taxpayers' money, breaking the law, knowing that they were trying to do several things illegally, as proven by at least two court judgments this past week. And we're waiting for a favorable decision from the Maryland State Supreme Court. What do you say about that?
I think that the Maryland Republicans, since they're on a hot streak right now, and I'm kind of like mildly surprised at both these. I expect the Dorchester County decision to go our way, but I never expect the Anne Arundel County one. So I'm a little surprised about those decisions, and we'll see. Keep our fingers crossed what happens at the Supreme Court. But if I'm the Maryland Republicans right now, I file a lawsuit, and I make sure that the taxpayers have been harmed with this $3 million price tag, and I would think the Democrat Party should be made to reimburse the taxpayers of the state of Maryland, because after all, it was not needed, didn't need to do this. This is purely a vanity thing for Westmore's presidential ambition, so there was no need to hold this special session. Therefore, it was a monumental waste of taxpayer dollars, and the Democrat Party should be made to pay for it. That's my thoughts. Bye. Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great day. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. So, again, let's keep our eye on September 3rd. That's an important date because it's coming up, folks. It's just around the bend here. And that's the deadline that the State Board of Elections needs to have this decision, so they can either decide to print the ballots and the question or not. And so now that we know that the question is and unlawful because it's not a single subject question going on the ballot. That would have to be changed. The wording, does it, can that be done without another session? I just think that at this point in time, it's a mess. It's a perfect mess. The Democrats, once again, this is a party of chaos. Even with a supermajority, their thirst for power is so blinding that they forget just the basics. And, you know, to dot the I's and cross the T's legally. And I'm hoping the Supreme Court of Maryland strikes this thing down and says, maybe better luck next time. Who knows? We'll wait and see. All right, it's 6:30. Time for our latest news headlines. Once again, the update now with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Two people are injured after a trailer fire in West Baltimore. Firefighters were called to the 1600 block of Retreat Street late Saturday night, and they were advised that two people were in the trailer when it went up in flames. Both of the victims were located and taken to hospitals, but there is no further information on the extent of their injuries. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And two motorcyclists have been arrested after a Saturday night police pursuit in Baltimore County. Officers attempted to make a traffic stop in the area of Dundalk Avenue and Willow Spring Road, but the motorcyclists fled. Police followed the motorcycles with the help of an aviation unit, and the suspects were arrested along Philadelphia Road in Rosedale. According to police, one of the motorcycles had been reported stolen. The suspects are facing multiple charges. And the Maryland Transit Administration is launching a pilot bus route connecting White Marsh, Golden Ring, and Essex to Trade Point Atlantic beginning today. The new route will give workers a faster, more reliable connection to thousands of jobs at one of Maryland's largest employment centers. The new route will take around 30 minutes, reducing existing transit travel time between White Marsh and Trade Point Atlantic. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore police said a stolen Audi crashed into a patrol cruiser Friday night in southwest Baltimore, the latest in a series of recent incidents in which officers have faced danger during routine encounters. Police said the suspects fled after the crash, leaving the stolen vehicle behind. No officers were injured. The incident follows other recent encounters involving vehicles and Baltimore police officers. In Fells Point, police said a woman driving a Tesla struck an officer's patrol bike after the officer issued a parking ticket. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:32 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is still a single lane. There's a wreck. A vehicle hit the Jersey Wall southbound after the ramp at Potee Street. For a while, it was completely blocked. Now the right lane is back open. The backup really did not get to be horrible. It's still there. You pay the toll. You're going to have to go over the steel bridge, and you'll stay in the right lane, and you'll work your way past the accident scene. Both of the ramps are open, Potee Street and also Frankfurst Avenue, so a couple of options there if you want to go around it. But if you're going to get that close to it at Potee Street, you might as well just stay to the right and ride it out. After that, you're clear. The wreck reported on the Beltway turned out to be minor. It's on the outer loop shoulder now at York Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a hot and humid day ahead of us, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s, feel like temperatures in the 90s. A chance for a stray shower, an isolated storm. After that, partly cloudy and mild tonight, lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, we'll start you off with some more Gunnar Henderson on a fine Monday morning in Baltimore.
Henderson skewers one to the left side. It's a four-hit game for Gunnar. And the ball gets past
Cortez all the way to the fence.
Look at Gunner.
Holliday's around third. Henderson to third. Sliding in with another run scoring hit.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a triple, a pair of homers, and a defensive prowess as well. What a day for Gunner as the Birds sweep the A's 8-5 and pull within one game of 500 for the first time since April. Post-game reaction on Gunner from manager Craig Albernaz.
Today was outstanding. Great at-bats. Obviously, the two home runs we'll always take, but you know, the ability to hit the ball the other way, drive the ball the opposite field gap, you know, staying on the lefty, like it was a lot they were like today, and defensively was outstanding as well.
Meanwhile, a scare in the eighth inning yesterday when O's slugger Pete Alonso got plunked in the helmet leading off the eighth. Jackson Holliday came in to run for Alonso. Here's an update from manager Albernaz postgame.
He's good. We actually, Jackie was already going to run for him, be it in the eighth inning and being available, kind of similar soup with what we did with Gunner on the first game. So Jackie was already ready to run, and he was fine, came out fine. He was typical Pete in the dugout, so he'll be fine.
So up next for the Birds, they jet their way to Colorado. They'll take on the Rockies for three, beginning tonight at 8:40 p.m. Ravens cut down to 53. Not a whole lot of surprises, not a whole lot of jobs really up for grabs. Of note, two undrafted free agents made the squad, quarterback Joe Fignano and outside linebacker Ethan Burke, who, by the way, is from the Pasadena area in Anne Arundel County, and celebrated yesterday by going to the Double T Diner in White Marsh with his family. Both of those players stuck on the roster. Veteran receiver Chris Moore was released, and linebacker Adisa Isaac also gone. In a mild surprise, rookie running back Adam Randall placed on injured reserve, eligible to return in Week 5. Now, the Tyler Loop situation. The second-year kicker who missed a 44-yarder last year that would have sent the Ravens to the playoffs, less than stellar in the preseason. Head coach Jesse Minter was kind of less than enthusiastic in his post-game report on Saturday night.
You want to see makes in games, and so it's something we'll continue to look at. We'll continue to look at what the best situation is there. He has had a good camp overall, but again, it comes down to making the kicks in the pressure situations in the game. So,
and just a reminder, the Ravens never brought in a kicker to push Tyler Loop in the preseason. PGA Tour Championship at East Lake in Atlanta, Georgia. What a weekend for the world's number one.
He doesn't know exactly where he stands. We do.
In the end, Scotty Scheffler by three strokes over Victor Hovland, waltzing away with $10 million. And the five back and tied for fourth was the world's number 21, was the world's number two, I should say, Rory McIlroy. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how do we feel about the O's?
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Well, you look all well and rested this morning.
Yeah, I am very rested. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. With four grandchildren under the age of five. Actually, two grandchildren, two great nephews.
So it was a babysitting holiday.
Yeah, it was
for
a
you.
Family trip down to the beach. But no, I had a great time. It's always good to be with family.
All right, good to go. So did you keep up with the Birds
and
the Ravens?
I did. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, okay, we go through this every week, especially
we
on Monday.
We do, and I have to remind you, it depends on the competition.
Right, I understand. Right.
The sweep of the A's should have been a sweep of the A's. Okay. The A's who are, we thought they are. They're pretenders,
okay.
Not contenders.
So you're saying to me that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They are, but
okay.
They're losing still to the top tiers of the American League, and that's not going to bode well for them in the postseason.
Okay, and I don't disagree with that. So here we go. So we've got the Rockies now for three. They should take at least two out of three there.
Should.
Hopefully three.
Right.
And then it gets real.
Yes, it
okay.
does.
After that, the next 10 games, they will be home against Boston. That's a four-game set over the weekend. And then starting on Labor Day Monday, they'll have three with Cleveland. Cleveland's right in front of them in the wild card chase. And then they go to Toronto for three. And then it doesn't get any easier. They go to the Mets, and they've got the Brewers and the Blue Jays and the Yankees after that. So, in the final, what are we now? 25 games left to play. This is where the rubber hits the road, and we shall see.
Well, at least they're there. I mean, but there's still one game under 500. I know we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But
So they're not really a wild card contender. contender, in your opinion?
Well, again, I think that we should just let it play out. We'll see what happens. But I think that, look, and it's a surprising, I think one thing we've said about this team, they are resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And they have shown they're able to come back from, you know, very embarrassing losses, very, heavy losses, and be competitive in the next series. So yeah. I think that bodes well.
Yeah, this team has flaws, there's no doubt, but I like this team. I like the makeup of this team, and I think they have as a legitimate of a chance as any of these.
I just don't think they have the arms to carry them into the postseason.
Yeah, you know, their bullpen's been great. I've got some numbers. I'll do it at 7 o'clock, but yeah, I'm optimistic and hopeful.
All right, let's see what happens. Thanks,
Gary.
6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Got some folks weighing in on some of the issues here regarding the redistricting. Look, and I think everybody's kind of pinching themselves thinking, wow, judges in Maryland actually ruling against the Democrats? Never thought that would happen. But it did in the last redistricting battle. Was Judge Battaglia at the Supreme Court. Said they were guilty of extreme gerrymandering. And now we have the same in the most recent case. We had two judges, one in Anne Arundel County, one in Dorchester County, that have basically said, nope, can't do it. And but look, what does this mean for all practical purposes? All right, let's just play along for a second and say the Supreme Court of Maryland agrees and strikes this down. That means it won't be on this fall's ballot in question three. But look, Westmore wins either way. The fact that even though he gets struck down by the courts, he can now say to the National Democrat Party leadership, Hakeem, the Scheme, Jeffries, and the rest of them, hey, I did my job. I got it through. I got it through the legislature. The courts are a whole different story, so he still will come out smelling like a rose. And then in the next session, in the next General Insane Asylum coming up in January, where their supermajority still exists, they'll do it again, and they'll fix the mistakes that they made the first time around. So eventually, this isn't going away. We just may have postponed it. And I'm going to give the Maryland GOP credit, at least for being fighters on this and having the folks at the Oversight Project on this as well. All right, let's get over to the latest on the Justice Department suing the state of Maryland and 20 other states that allow illegal aliens in this country without any legal status whatsoever to pay in-state college tuition in the states where they live. President Trump's administration has now sued these 21 states, including Maryland, over these laws, which enable non-citizen students who meet certain requirements access to in-state tuition at public colleges and universities, regardless of their immigration status. The lawsuits argue that these policies allow students without legal status to pay drastically lower tuition for public education than U.S. citizens from other states. They also come as the administration aims to curb the benefits that could be extended to immigrants more broadly, you know, like the SNAP benefits and the rest of it. So that all needs to be brought into line. The Associate Attorney General Stanley Woodward said, quote, over 30 years ago, Congress made clear that states cannot put illegal aliens before our nation's own citizens. By granting illegal aliens in-state tuition, Washington, Oregon, New Mexico, Arizona, and others are pushing citizens to the side and ignoring federal law. He says that will happen no more. And that, of course, look, you're in this country illegally. You violated the laws of the United States of America. You shouldn't get a single cent of taxpayer dollars. You should be deported, number one. But in the meantime, while we're rounding up the folks for deportation, you shouldn't receive a single cent of taxpayer dollars, not one penny, including in-state tuition like we've offered here in the state. And why? Because it's a magnet. It's a magnet. It draws people to your state. So they come here and they put a burden on the elementary schools, and the middle schools, the high schools, et cetera, and then eventually the college system as well. I get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 643. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update to King of All Traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And speaking of schools, some back in today.
Yeah, it's back to school week.
Yes, some school buses already on the roadway this morning. And my dear friend Kathy Kanabe is driving one of those, so watch out. She has a lot of experience, but she don't take no crap off nobody, I'll tell you that.
We're going to log that just in case there's something.
What are you starting to listen? You come back with an attitude.
No. It's not an attitude. I'm performing my duties as host.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. tell me. I know you. Southbound 895 after Poteet Street. This wreck is still here. It's been here an hour now. Southbound single vehicle hit the wall. There may be more to it than what they're saying, but either way, a lot of police cars here on the southbound side. Single lane after you get over the K-Trust Bridge. That's the big bridge south of the toll plaza on 895. Single lane to the right. All kinds of police cars here. Now what are they going to do? They're going to stop me. Oh, okay, pulled in. Okay, so they'll maintain the right lane there. Not as much as a backup as I thought. Well, then I thought to myself, now where did everybody go? They went over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which is a switch because normally 95 has a problem and we go to 895. Now it's just the reverse. So 95 is now backed up at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So not too bad a delay on 895. 95 southbound now has about a 10-minute delay trying to go into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today. High temps in the upper 80s. It'll feel like the 90s and mostly cloudy. Chance of stray showers or storms later on this evening. It'll be even hotter tomorrow. So as we close out here, August into September. Right now, we're looking at cloudy skies. It is 74 in Ocean City, 73 in downtown Baltimore. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Please, someone, honey mustard!
He needs some little honey mustard there.
That's good. I used to know her.
Past the Grey Poupon.
Right? Yes.
So the new Maryland's Ultimate Survey out on the taste of summer as we head into the Labor Day weekend here coming up shortly. And Maryland's Ultimate Taste of Summer. What do you think the top three items are that indicate summer food here in the state of Maryland?
Crabs.
Old Bay, steamed crabs, and number one. They got to be steamed blues out of the Chesapeake Bay. Nothing else.
Yeah, corn on the cob.
I would say that goes along with the crabs, but no, that didn't make the list.
No, kidding.
Yeah.
Coleslaw?
No. Good guess. Number three was crab cakes itself, of course, the crab cake, the Baltimore crab cake. Number two, Baltimore snowballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have that.
You gotta have that. And then number one was the Old Bay steamed blue crabs. I can tell you something. And twice in the last 3 weeks, I've had some crabs. And I bought a couple dozen of mediums in Woodbine. Mm-hmm. And they were $70 a dozen. Okay. Yeah. Not bad, right?
Yep.
Same. And they were sweet. They were meaty. Very heavy crabs. And I had the same down in Bethany Beach this past week, and they were $120 a dozen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they're ripping you off on the shore, folks. That's what they're doing on the shore. Yeah, they're trying to make up for the rest of the season, I guess.
We get these ones down here from Hernando Beach, which is right at the Gulf of Mexico, and the extra large are 50.
Okay. But they're Florida crabs, right?
They're blue crabs. They look right. They're exactly the same.
No, they're not. People keep telling me that they're not. They're not. The Chesapeake Bay blue crab is sweeter than any other blue crab elsewhere.
Well, that may be your opinion.
Okay.
Chuck,
well,
the Gulf of what?
Yeah.
Where did your crabs come from?
I'm sorry. Gulf of America.
Thank you.
I forgot my place. Pardon me for my shortcomings.
And there are many. So we might be pardoning you for a long time. The Pumpkin Spice Original Glazed Donut is back at Krispy Kreme, and so you can get that in it right now. Einstein Brothers, their new fall lineup includes new pull-apart bagels. Oh. For the person that is just too lazy to cut their own bagel, now there are pull-apart bagels, cinnamon sugar, and pumpkin crunch. Oh. Hey, this is a good deal. McDonald's is running a limited time $2 breakfast sandwich deal exclusive to its mobile app. Now through October 4th, you can get sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, and an egg McMuffin, all for just $2.
On the app.
On the app.
I ain't got time for that, man. Get out of here.
I just download it and just, you know, show it.
I want the senior citizen discount.
Show it at the Golden Arches. Are you telling me you don't use apps for anything?
On occasion.
On occasion.
I'm not going to tell you which one, but that's on.
Why not?
None of your business. You don't need to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Especially when the investigators come calling.
Yeah, well, give them your address.
All right. Snoop Dogg's going to pay you $10,000 a month to taste ice cream.
I'm not signing up for that.
Yeah. Dr. Bombay is the ice cream that he's currently lending his name to. It's available at Walmart, 7-Eleven. and other top stores, and he's got peanut butter and jelly ice cream. I don't know if I'd like that.
I don't know about that.
Baked blueberry, strawberry cream dream, tropical sherbet swizzle, iced out orange cream, sticky caramel apple, and Long Beach fruit cart. You were seeing one of those many years ago.
Yes, I used to stand on the corner of Mulberry Cathedral.
You were on the Rivera Beach fruit cart.
I was down there with Charlie. At the new Sea Garden.
That's right. Oh, that's a classic. Reese's has a new frozen dessert you'll only find at Sam's Club. Reese's Sunday Cups. So if you like ice cream cup, you can have a Reese's now. Mm-hmm. And Nike's newest sneaker is inspired by pickle juice. They've caught the new pickle bug, dubbed the Nike ACG Pickle Juice, spelled with J-U-S, named after the zesty pickle brine. Did you know they use that for runners to battle muscle cramps?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, for long-distance running and rugged terrain running, they use actual pickle juice.
I guess I'll never be drinking any of that because I ain't running anywhere.
Exactly. You know? Anything you run to is a refrigerator.
With a $2 window at the track.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. I want to tell you about our good friends at Elgin Kitchen and Design. If you are a contractor and or builder or designer and you're looking for incredible pricing, you want to keep your contract, your remodeling project on time and on budget, go see my good buddy Mike at Elgin Kitchen and Design. Their showroom is on Java Road in Baltimore County. You can check them out at elegantkd.com. That's the website. But they've got it all right there for you in that one big showroom. All their cabinetry, different layouts, different styles and colors and so on and so forth. Plus, if you're want to get your countertops there as well, it's like one-stop shop for your kitchen remodeling project. They've got granite, quartz, quartzite, you name it, all cut there, polished there, you name it. It's all great stuff at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Make sure you tell Mike I told you to stop by elegantkd.com or in their showroom on Java Road in Baltimore County.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, after promising there'd be no new taxes this year, kind of, sort of, broken promise here, we're going to talk about the family tax. That is coming up at the top of the hour. This is the medical leave, Family and Medical Leave Act that will go into the timeline, how this thing has now been brought to the forefront. But this could end up costing individuals $400 a month. I'm sorry, $400 a year, and families much, much more. And the question is, and this is the question I want to keep in mind, where is the money going to go, okay? Keep that in mind as we talk about the family tax. That's coming up next at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. 6:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, 895 is still just one lane on the southbound side after the big steel bridge and around the ramp at Poteet Street. The vehicle hit the guardrail, been there for the better part of an hour and 15 minutes now. Southbound is only down to a single lane at that point. Not a major backup. Most of the traffic detouring right now is over towards the area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So going to have a delay there now with the traffic building south towards Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street and eventually into the tunnel. All four lanes are open, but very busy on the southbound side. And again, the Old Harbor Tunnel. Once you pay the toll, you see the steel bridge, get to the right lane, you'll move on past. After that, you're clear through the ramp down at the spur at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, high today in the upper 80s. Going to feel more like the 90s with the humidity factor, of course. Tonight, it's going to be cloudy, chance for stray showers or storms, and then tomorrow, even hotter and more humid as well. Right now, we're looking at cloudy 71 in Pikesville, 70 in Reisterstown. There is now growing evidence that Dr. Fauci may have deleted from the deleted file. You know how you delete your files and they stay in your deleted file, your trash, and then you get rid of them for good? Or you think you get rid of them for good? There's still a trail that they can find. And he may have tried to destroy a gain-of-function research email, according to these new documents, 8 years before the CCP virus emerged. A journalist issued a prophetic warning that risky viral research could usher in doomsday and damage the reputation of the NIH. Fauci groused in an email to an aide about that warning, then instructed that aide to permanently delete the exchange. According to documents obtained by the Daily Caller News Center, on Friday, the documents add to growing evidence now that Fauci destroyed public records despite his sworn testimony that he never did. Deleting government records violates federal law. Fauci has not responded for comment. And again, he insisted in December of 2011 in a Washington Compost editorial, man-made pandemic viruses are a risk worth taking because they can help drug makers and public health get a jump start if they emerge in nature. NIH Director Francis Collins, he should be right there along with Fauci as well, because he is just as guilty in my humble opinion. The New York Times published an op-ed written by an individual by the name of Phil Boffey in January of 2012, arguing that the NIH created an engineered doomsday that could kill hundreds of millions of people. The new emails reveal the author of the unbylined op-ed for the first time. The consequences, he warned, should the virus escape, are too devastating to risk, in referencing to title of Fauci's op-ed. So Fauci was going back and forth with this New York Times op-ed writer about whether or not gain-of-function is worth it, whether or not it was too risky, and the term engineered doomsday was used by this New York Times writer, and Fauci kind of poo-pooed it, and then ordered his aide, delete it. Delete this exchange entirely. And so that, of course, once you are under subpoena to produce all records, and you don't, that is a violation of federal law. So we'll see. Todd Blanche has all this information in front of him as the newly confirmed Attorney General of the United States. We'll see if that crossed the line or not. Let's go to Ron and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
You were talking about the illegals and all the money they get and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents immigrated here from Poland in the 1920s, and when they got here, all they got was welcome to America, good luck.
Yeah.
And they raised 17 kids. So, I mean, it can be done. You need to come here illegally, but they shouldn't be getting anything, nothing.
Well, I agree. And I would agree with the refugees as well. Now, there was a story, you know, that the Trump administration is prepared to give South African refugees. These are the Boers, the white South Africaners that are being run out of their country by, you know, some of the folks down there in Africa. They're going to get $4,000 each. Look, I understand that we are humanitarians. If someone comes here to this country and they need medical care, we're going to give it. If they need, maybe we give them a loan until they get on their feet, and then they can pay it back once they have their job. But to give money to people for no reason other than they somehow got into this country, I think is ill-advised.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. If you can't come here and stand, especially in this country, if you can't come here and stand on your own 2 feet, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just.
Yeah, well, you used to have to have a sponsor in order to get into the country, and that sponsor used to have to vouch for you. You got a place to stay. We're going to feed them, and so on and so forth. And eventually, you try to find work. I know my Irish ancestors were when they came over the Great Potato Famine. It was very dicey. back in those days. And then, of course, nobody would hire him either. Ryan got to run, but listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. 6:59. And I want to tell you about our good friend, Dr. Melissa Sagiv, and her team of audiologists at Audiology Associates. We were just talking about this the other day, but hearing loss with somebody else. And it's very complicated, but here's the thing. As we age and you do start to lose some hearing, you want to make sure that you got a grip on it and you know what's causing it, and because it can lead to self-isolation in some cases, the early signs of dementia in others. If you can't properly communicate, hear what people are saying, and or if you have other issues, could be earwax, could be some kind of anatomical issue or virus or whatever it is, Audiology Associates are the best place you can go to check your hearing out today. They helped my wife out with a bout of tinnitus years ago, and they'll help you as well. So call for your appointment, 410-944-3100, or you can go online, aaiaudiology.com. Make your appointment today. Over 10 different locations to serve you. When silence is not golden, check them out at Audiology Associates. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Annette Thomason. Dragon Hormuz remains a flashpoint in the six-month-old conflict between the U.S. and Iran, with the combatants again trading fire.
With the U.S. claiming recently that all the Iranian mines in the strait were removed, including by using U.S. underwater drone capability, Iran was apparently ready to counter, deploying new missiles by the strait that had mine-laying capabilities. So the U.S. did preemptive strikes against those missile launchers. Iran says some of their people were killed in those strikes and launched, some reports say, 8 missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan. Reports are that the U.S. intercepted all of those successfully. Richard Boyd reported.
Flash flooding remains a threat in the Grand Canyon, where a wall of water along Bright Angel Creek killed one person, swept away more than a dozen others. They're still missing. Almost 5,000 people remain unaccounted for following flooding along the Nepal-Tibet border. The death toll has surpassed 900, the threat of more flooding there. President Trump continues to tweak his political and media foes by suggesting that he just may run for a third term, term limits notwithstanding. The president is standing by remarks he made at the recent White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Just like my presidency, the second time is always better. It's always better. And the third time will be better yet. I'm only kidding.
The president was not kidding when he talked about renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. He signed a name-changing executive order, and now the lake appears on Google Maps as Lake America, at least in the U.S. In Canada, it continues showing up as Lake Ontario, and elsewhere, it bears both names. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 94 points, NASDAQ futures off 37 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way, not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The incident here on 895 southbound still there after Poteet Street southbound. The left-hand lane is still blocked. Been there for an hour and a half or so now. The right lane gets by. The backup is not horrendous. 895, you'll have the backup before the toll plaza at Child Street, then across the Steel Bridge. And when you get there, you'll need to be to the right lane. Now, you do have the ramp to Frank First Avenue and the ramp to Poteet Street. You can still make those exits if you're going to go straight towards I-97 and the spur there. You'll stay in the right lane. Now, a lot of this overflow traffic went to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so you'll have delays there from Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street with the heavy traffic now going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Fortunately, there we have four lanes available, and the backup right now is about 10 minutes southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a hot and humid day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. A chance for a stray shower, an isolated storm. After that, partly cloudy and mild tonight. Lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Falston and 70 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that two overnight fires in the West Baltimore neighborhood of Woodbrook sent two people to the hospital and damaged four houses. The first fire started in the 1600 block of Retreat Street around 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. Firefighters who were sent to extinguish the fire found a trailer that had gone up in flames. And Mayor Brandon Scott's administration is publicly escalating its accusations against Inspector General Isabel Cumming as it seeks to halt a court order requiring the city to turn over records to her office. The dispute stems from Cumming's lawsuit challenging the administration's decision to restrict the Office of Inspector General's direct access to city records. Judge Pamela White rejected the city's effort to dismiss the case, ruled the Maryland Public Information Act, MPIA, does not limit the OIG's subpoena authority, and ordered the city to produce requested records. White also denied the city's request to pause the case. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 128. The pick 4, 4005. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Frondon and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, Gunnar Henderson may have stolen the headlines yesterday for Baltimore, but don't sleep on Kobe Mayo.
And on 2-0, Kobe clobbers one to left. He's done it again. He's absolutely inevitable. Kobe Mayo destroys another left-hander.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mayo's 15th of the year off a left-hander. And that three-run blast in the fourth got the Birds off the deck as they rally for an 8-5 win over the A's, sweeping them in the process and improving to 5-1 on the road trip. After the game, manager Albernaz was asked what with Mayo's prowess against lefties this season, should he be given the Barry Bonds treatment?
I hope not. I hope not. Kobe's having first full year in the big leagues. He's having a really good year, and his ability to impact the ball off of lefties is real, and it's fun to watch. And
listen to these splits, though. Mayo 15 home runs, batting .325 against left-handers, but only 4 home runs, batting .156 against right-handers. Cutdown day yesterday in the NFL. Really no major surprises. Steelers kept 4 quarterbacks, at least for the moment. The Browns keeping 3, and so are the Ravens. Undrafted free agent Joe Fignano playing his way onto the roster.
Yeah, I mean, my goal coming in was just to make the most of my opportunities.
And that's exactly what he did, completing 75% of his passes for 509 yards and three touchdowns. Also, undrafted free agent linebacker Ethan Burke from Pasadena also played his way onto the roster at the expense of Adisa Isaac, who was waived. Meanwhile, NASCAR was in Daytona to close out the regular season with the Coke Zero 400.
Ryan Preece to his team, we're not going to leave anything out there.
And they did not. Preece's first career NASCAR Cup Series points-paying victory, securing him the final 16th playoff spot for the upcoming chase. Coming up in 30 minutes, don't sleep on that Orioles bullpen. And that is Stein on Sports.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at this hour, we're going to take a look at the president has gone out and ranked American presidents. I've got some issues with this. We'll tell you one in just a second. Democrats renaming hypocrisy is they're just melting down over Lake America. And the Gulf of America, but Democrats are okay when they were renaming geographic locations, etc. But another Westmore broken promise has been revealed. Remember in 2025, we had the largest, most massive tax increase in the history of Maryland imposed upon us, nearly $2 billion. And of course, all those vehicle registration fees. I just got mine in the mail, $300 for 1 year for a car to register your vehicle. In the state of Maryland. So fees, permits, licenses, all jacked up. Of course, we're watching another downgrade for our bonds in the last week or so in Moody's, and then, of course, the second one. So the state of Maryland is slowly circling the drain financially. And that being said, we were told repeatedly by Westmore and by the General Insane Asylum Democrats, there would be no tax increases or fee increases for this year into 2027. And then we find out, well, wait a minute, there's this thing called the Family and Medical Leave Insurance Program, or FAMLI. Get it? Oh, those wild and wascally Democrats. And now, starting January 1, 2027, money's going to come out of your paycheck. Deductions are going to come out of your paycheck to pay for the family program. And this is what it does is it provides eligible workers. And we're going to have to look up what does eligible mean. I think we already it's probably low to moderate income individuals. Maybe. I don't know. I just got wind of this on Friday and we just started doing research on it. Anyway, you get paid up to 12 weeks of paid job-protected leave for dealing with a serious illness or caring for a family member. So the money would start coming out January 1, 2027, but the benefits, you would not be eligible to collect the benefits until January 1, 2028. Because the state of Maryland says, we need a full year to fund this thing. I don't know about you, but this is the same state of Maryland that squandered the 529 program. This is the same state of Maryland that can't pass a single audit on most of its state agencies that have squandered taxpayer money left and right. Now we're going to trust them with another program? I don't think so. And already taxpayers are beginning to express doubt as to this program.
Disheartening. Dishonesty. But it's politics.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate for a lot of people, you know. They should have told us.
Yeah, he should have told us, but they didn't. We're getting to the timeline of this in just a second and how much money it's going to cost you out of your paycheck starting January 1, 2027. We've already been hammered. Largest tax increase in history. Astronomical fee increases and, again, other registration permits, licenses, et cetera. And now more money. More money is going to be coming out of your household budget thanks to Wes Moore and the General Insane Asylum Democrats, even if they promise not to do it. As I said, LeLong, they're like scorpions. Their nature is to sting. The Democrat nature is to tax. They cannot stop themselves. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, now it looks like there might be a new problem on the Beltway here on the inner loop between Green Spring and the JFX. I've been hearing a little chatter about a couple of vehicles on each shoulder in that area. So very quickly now, we're backing up to Green Spring. It's going to back up towards Park Heights Avenue. We'll try to get some more information on that, but I think a medic unit now might be heading into that as well. So that would just aggravate the situation for the inner loop coming over through Pikesville and heading towards Towson. After the JFX, it's okay moving over towards I-83. Situation on 895 southbound has been here at least an hour and a half, coming up on 2 hours now. So I think there's something more to this than just a wreck. There are at least 5, 6, 7 police cars there in the left-hand lane, single lane to the right, southbound 895 at Potee Street. Not so much of a backup there. A lot of the overflow traffic went over to 95 this morning southbound. So I would be prepared for brake lights now anywhere between Moravia Road and the Toll Plaza area going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel along I-95 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid, high temps in the upper 80s, feel like the 90s today, mostly cloudy, chance of stray showers and or thunderstorms overnight. Tomorrow, even hotter than it is today. Right now, we're looking at cloudy skies here this morning. It is 73 in Dundalk, 71 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, of course, we now have for the first time in a long time another U.S. attack on Iran. The U.S. launched a surprise attack on the Iranian regime yesterday, according to published reports. The IRGC was trying to lay mines in the Strait of Hormuz, and of course, they were trying to get their 70 virgins, and they did. So, again, they were blown out of the water. And then an IRGC, I don't know if you saw the video of this, an IRGC official was delivering a passionate speech right in the middle of his campaign, dropped dead of a heart attack, and right in the middle of his speech. President Trump was right. The American controls the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian mines have been cleared from the Strait's international shipping lanes. Nearly 1,500 commercial vessels have moved through under U.S. protection, carrying 750 million barrels of crude to the world, and they've exported zero oil from shores since the blockade resumed in July. So Iran's not getting the oil, but the rest of the world is. I understand we do have a traffic update from the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Now, the new wreck just spotted it in our loop right here at Southwestern Boulevard, and as you're coming up from I-95 towards Wilkins, Fire Department is blocking the right lane. So we're going to get a backup now coming up from Washington Boulevard. You'll need to stay to the center and the left-hand side. Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome. And we're continuing with our MAGA movement update. The U.S. signed a historic Venezuela oil deal, giving America the majority control of 65 billion with a B barrels. That's a crushing blow to Canadian energy and to Prime Minister Carney's oil sands legacy. So we basically told Canada to go stuff it. We don't need your oil. We'll get it from the Venezuelans. And the president's going to use that to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which had been at an all-time low. And, again, this is Canada, I think, made a strategic error in there trying to spin what they said was last-minute U.S. changes in that Canadian trade deal. President Trump is calling for punishment for an NBC reporter, Kristen Welker. Again, he said he objected to her, having said the president had mixed results in his endorsement of political candidates and party primaries, insisting the race had gone his way 98% of the time. It's better than just mixed results. Yeah, he had a few losses, but nobody is perfect, right? They're also looking at other
Democrat like The View. Remember, they're trying to desperately hang on to their license because of their clear bias. And clear, they've become really a Democrat political action committee, no longer just a television show. President Trump, after, I don't know if you saw the picture of the hijabbed Hochul, the governor of New York, over the weekend. She was speaking to a bunch of Muslim men and wearing a hijab just 2 weeks prior to the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And Hochul said she doesn't care. I mean, Trump said Hochul doesn't care about New York. And it's for Canada, after she declares New York will not recognize the Lake America name. President Trump over the weekend announced the United States Space Academy. All right, that'll lead to, again, future. And we had the launch of the new Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, which will make the Hubble look like nothing, really. And Hubble had some incredible pictures, but this new space scope is going to start. It's on its mission to Mars and beyond. We're going to see galaxies and things we haven't seen ever before in the history of the United States and the history of the world when it starts transmitting its first pictures sometime around the winter holidays. The next phase of President Donald Trump's effort to change America's mail-in voting system taking shape after the Supreme Court issued a largely favorable ruling for the White House and a challenge to Trump's mail-in ballot restrictions. So that battle continues, and hopefully that'll be resolved before the midterms. Speaking of which, President traveling to Texas, he's going to have the big convention in Dallas coming up next midweek or so, and also weighed in on the Texas campaign between Ken Paxton and James Tallarico, and he had a rather interesting name for the Texas Democrat.
Thank you. So I'll be going to Texas, and we're working very hard. We want to win that race. He's running against a man who should not, never be. We have a very good candidate, Ken Paxton. And he's running against Tallarico, they call him, because he is a little freaky. And that's not a man that represents the value of Texas.
Well, get ready to watch Congress come back to town pretty soon. And Tom Emmer, one of the leadership of the House Republicans, blasting John Thune in the Senate for failing to pass the Save America Act.
What's coming out of the Senate, everybody has heard them say, we don't have the votes. Really? You don't have the votes for something that's an 80% issue across this country with Republicans, Democrats, and others. People believe it's reasonable that in order to vote in this country, you must first establish that you are a lawful citizen. That's number one. Number two, when you show up to vote, you make sure that you identify, you can confirm that you are that citizen who is lawfully right to vote by showing a photo ID. That's an 80% issue. That is something that is Republican, Democrat, and other, and they tell us they don't have the votes.
Yeah, well, that's because of the rhinos in the Senate. Murkowski, Collins, Tillis, Mitch McConnell. If Mitch McConnell doesn't show up to vote in the next session of Senate, they ought to boot him out of there. Unreal. Finally, a federal prosecutor blew the whistle on New York Attorney General Letitia James' office and said he was ordered to find crimes committed by President Trump and people affiliated with Trump, despite zero evidence. According to Times Union, Assistant Attorney General Dan Weisenfeld sent an agency-wide email to thousands of employees in New York Attorney General's office claiming his supervisor, Shimiso Masawaswe, instructed him to target, quote, Trump himself, Truth Social, Hewlett-Packard, DOJ-approved merger without having any credible reason for targeting this organization and individuals as well. Sounds like Operation Crossfire Hurricane, doesn't it? In many ways, shape, and form. And that's a look at our, of course, MAGA Movement Update, day 587 into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
We're talking about our good friends at for good news for Baltimore drivers. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions teamed up, so no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These are not new names. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They do know transmissions, and they save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured transmission, you want to avoid those high dealer prices, this is who you call. You get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations. And with free area towing and financing, they'll help you through tough situations. So call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit Jim Jennings Transmissions transmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings, Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
WCBM Baltimore.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent
you. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic weather on the freeze. Now the update to King of All Traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so that situation on 895 southbound is still there. It's in the left-hand lane. There are at least five or six police cars there in the left-hand lane after Poteet Street, and only a single lane is getting by at that point. So, again, the backup not too bad on 895 south. Most of that traffic got the word way back, and they went over to 95 instead as a detour route. So that's a little bit of a switch. We normally go the other way with problems, and now they just, let's see what they're doing here. They were stopping traffic again, and now some of the police cars are moving out. So let's just say, okay, they're going to keep the right lane open. A couple of the police cars are leaving the scene on 895 southbound, but still blocking the left-hand lane. The wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway coming up to the area of Southwestern Boulevard and coming up from I-95 now confined to the shoulder. Fire department has left the scene there. It looks like there may have been an incident. I'm not sure if it's gone or not, but it looks like it might be better on the inner loop towards Greenspring and over to the JFX, but you'll have a backup there coming eastbound from Park Heights Avenue and eventually over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid. Temperature in the upper 80s going to feel like the 90s today due to the humidity. Going to be with us at least the next couple of days or so. Right now, cloudy, and it is 73 in Millersville, 74 in Pasadena. We're talking about the family. That's the family and medical leave insurance program. It's going to take money out of your pay. Here's the timeline of this. They tried to get this through when Hogan was governor back in 22, and he vetoed the bill. And then they came back, and they basically overrode his veto, the Democrats, and they did the supermajority back in 23 when Wes Moore became governor. But they didn't fund it. They kept delaying it. They kept delaying it until later this year. It was either March of 25 or 26. I had to go back and look that up again. But it was sometime within the last 2 years they decided that they were going to start the program in January of 2027, funded through employer and employee contributions to this insurance. It's like unemployment, except the employer pays unemployment insurance, the employee does not. In this particular case, it's both the employer and the employee pay about 0.9%. So what happens in groups of 15 or more employees, the employer picks up half and the employee picks up half. So it's 0.45% for the employer, 0.45% up to the Social Security cap of $75,000. In groups with 1 to 14 workers, the employer does not contribute. It's just the employees. I have some questions about it here, obviously. So we did the math on this, and it's going to cost the average individual up to the $75,000 Social Security cap $337.50 a year to pay for this family and medical leave insurance process. That's another about $30 a month out of your paycheck. And then the employer also has to pay 15 employees or more. So questions here. And again, we're already tight margins. I mean, Maryland is already struggling living paycheck to paycheck with these assets. It's so expensive as all get out to live here in the state of Maryland. I heard a story this morning about a couple moving, a young couple leaving Baltimore, leaving their family connections to go resettle in Florida because the job prospects are better and it's more affordable to raise a family there. Just this morning, I heard that story. Very, very sad. This is what's happening in Maryland. So my questions are, in the companies that only have 1 to 14 workers, who picks up the other 45 cents on the, or the 0.45 percentage, I should say, not the 45 cents, 0.45%, because in big companies, it's company pays half, employee pays half. Well, in small companies, who picks up the other half? Does anybody? If you're an S corporation, that means you got to pay both. So if you're an S corporation, you got to pay both the employer half and the employee half. And my big question is, the money they're collecting for 1 year, where does it go? What fund? Is it a escrow fund specifically earmarked for family and medical leave? Or does it go somewhere else? And can we trust that fund? These are the questions, and taxpayers are basically, they're beside themselves.
I know things that like public goods are, you know, subsidized by us taxpayers. So if family leave and stuff like that, if it's a positive, and it's something I'm contributing to, that's something that helps society, I can see how that's a, even though he said it was no new taxes, that's disingenuous.
Transparency is important. I think that our leaders should be straight with us. It sounds to me like we're getting a little bit of a heads up now. I understand I understand the feelings of some people if they feel like the rug is pulled out.
Yeah, well, they're not transparent. It is disingenuous, and it is disgusting that as Maryland has struggled to make ends meet, that we've now got another payroll deduction coming out of our paycheck starting January 1, 2027. Get your thoughts on that. If you're looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active day after day, skip the quick fix that wears off fast. Start fueling your day with Rescue Orasine. Orasine is just amazing. It's a breakthrough supplement working at the cellular level to help your body naturally produce lasting energy, giving it the support it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar and caffeine or artificial energy boosters. Right now, you can buy one bottle of Rescue Orasine, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, that's MYENERGY, when you check out at res-q.com or call online, or call rather at 1-800-26-ALIVE, that's 1-800-262-5483. It's a BOGO for Orasine. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. 7:30 news headlines. Here's the latest with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Harford County Public Schools are returning today with no middle school sports and fewer teachers. During a contentious budget cycle earlier this year, the Harford School Board had to solve a $12.5 million deficit, and middle school sports were cut. HCPS ultimately added one teaching position for this school year, though 19 others were cut. As of August 21st, all teacher vacancies had been filled, the school system said. However, other positions had openings as of Wednesday, including 25 paraeducators, 15 inclusion helpers, and 25 custodians. Although middle school sports were cut, intramural sports stayed and are available outside the school day for any students interested. And after years of complaints about large crowds, underage drinking, and disorder in Fells Point, the neighborhood looks noticeably different this summer after Baltimore police and city leaders implemented a series of new restrictions. Earlier this summer, Fox 45 News documented hundreds of people packing the streets of Fells Point on weekend nights. Residents and business owners reported fights, underage drinking, and repeated calls for police service. While people who live and work in the neighborhood say these problems have been happening for years, they say this summer marked the first time they saw police take significant action to stop the crowds from returning. And a mother and daughter were killed in a wrong-way crash on I-270 in Montgomery County on Saturday night, and the other driver now faces multiple criminal charges. State police identified the victims as Musamat Shamima Begum, 46, and Ariba Jaheen, 23, of Burke and Alexandria, Virginia. Troopers said the two were mother and daughter and were riding in a Toyota Camry. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
733 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, that situation on 895 southbound of Poteet Street has cleared. At least the one police car does remain on the right shoulder, but all the lanes are back open again. It'll take a little while for that to settle down. This traffic still has to come through from Child Street at the Toll Plaza, then across the Steel Bridge, and eventually down through that area, and then looking a little bit further down towards the spur at 895 going off to I-97. The heavy traffic is there, so just take your time. Once you get to that ramp, you're good to go all the way down to the BW Parkway or along to I-97 and southbound from there. The wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway at Southwestern Boulevard and the ramp at I-95 way off to the right side in the painted out area, but it is having an effect on the Beltway. The northbound ramp from 95 onto the inner loop was a little bit slow there, and the inner loop is still slow. There was an incident near the ramp at the JFX, and the inner loop is still going to be slow for that traffic from Park Heights Avenue and eventually over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a hot and humid day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. A chance for a stray shower, an isolated storm. After that, partly cloudy and mild tonight. Lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Yesterday was Gunner's Day.
Oh. Henderson. Oh. Fly ball. Oh. High. Oh. Deep. Way, way, way out of here.
My goodness. Have a day.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. Gunnar Henderson with a pair of homers, including that three-run shot to give the Birds a 7-5 lead. Cubby Mayo with an early Weaver special as well, as Baltimore scores seven unanswered runs after trailing 5-1 early. They sweep the A's. 8-5 was the final to reach one game under 500 for the first time since April 30th. Now, after the game, manager Albanez was asked on how Gunnar can take over a game.
Yeah, that was on full display today, and even just ability to run the bases, like, really opened it up on the triple. And the defensive plays were outstanding.
The win improves the O's record to 68-69 on the year. They're one game behind Cleveland now in the playoff chase. Now, about that Oriole bullpen. Stellar again yesterday. 3 1/3 innings pitch, scoreless ball in relief of Chris Bassitt. A 1.37 ERA over 19 2/3 innings pitched on the 6-game road trip. Last 9 games, including the Tampa Bay series at home, an 0.92 ERA over 29 1/3 innings pitched. NFL cutdown day. Teams getting down to their initial 53 yesterday by 6 p.m. Of note for the Ravens, two undrafted free agents make it. Quarterback Joe Fignano and local product outside linebacker Ethan Burke. He was asked after preseason game 3 against Washington what his Sunday would be like.
How are you going to
be there? Yeah, just a normal day, right? I mean, something's going to happen, but I'll just try and be myself, you know, act normal.
So what they did, him and his family, ended up celebrating at the Double T Diner in White Marsh, including his dad, Zach, who was there, played lacrosse at UMBC. Elsewhere on cutdown day, a pair of former midshipmen survived while one did not. Seventh-round pick Eli Heidenreich made the 53 in Pittsburgh. His teammate at Navy, Alex Teska, waived by the Steelers. Also, fellow seventh-round pick linebacker Landon Robinson was kept by the Bengals. Other NFL news, the Colts' most recent acquisition has been arrested on DUI charges. Talking about wide receiver Keenan Allen, the 13-year veteran was signed as a free agent by Indianapolis just 10 days ago. And the PGA Tour has a new number one money man.
He doesn't know exactly where he stands. We do.
Scottie Scheffler's $10 million tour championship win pushed him to $130 million plus on the tour's career earnings list, moving well past Tiger Woods, which had held the top spot for more than 25 years. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Peachy County. Is that Ravens country or Redskins country?
Sean Casey here. When you invest in your home, you want craftsmanship that looks right and lasts. G. Krug & Son has been creating and restoring custom metalwork in Baltimore since 1810. From railings and gates to unique architectural details, every project is built with care. See what more than two centuries of experience can bring to your home. Visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. 410-752-3166.
So, Sean, the Banner reporting over the weekend that there was a behind-the-scenes battle among NFL owners between Josh Harris of the Commanders slash Redskins and Steve Bisciotti of the Ravens, with the team eventually moving down back to D.C. In 2029 or 30, I believe. Bisciotti wanted to extend, be able to extend the Ravens' quote-unquote marketing territory down into PG County and Montgomery County, claiming that the stadium is at the M&T Bank Stadium is actually closer to PG County than the DC stadium is, which I'm not sure if that's actually true or not mileage-wise. But regardless, he won the battle. The Ravens now do have the right, and that's one of the reasons why they went down to College Park to play that scrimmage, to market fully into Montgomery County and PG County. So my question to you is, you know, being a Washington fan and growing up in that area, et cetera, what do you think? Are those suburbs more Ravens or more Redskins?
Well, I mean, as far as the fan base, they've traditionally been Washington counties.
Didn't Dan Snyder mess that all up?
Dan Snyder messed everything up. he really did. He's the worst owner. He was worse than Irsay, as far as I'm concerned. But they've always been considered, I think, Washington counties, of course, along with most of Virginia. But I would question whether M&T Bank is closer to PG County than the new stadium is going to go at RFK Stadium site, which is technically, I think it's like 7 miles.
Okay, so maybe I'm not correct about that.
Yeah, so I think the stadium is still closer to PG County. I don't know what the reasoning was as to why they allowed the marketing. But again, if you want to, you know, it's an all-out marketing war. If that's what Bisciotti wants, then...
Well, I mean, I think it's up to the fans. You know, I mean, if the fans are soured by the Dan Snyder years and until and unless they get better, you know, is there a better alternative? I mean, that's the fans' choice.
Yeah, it is a fans' choice. Yeah, I mean, but again, I don't know why they protect these multi-billionaire owners anyway.
Well, I don't know why they protect these marketing rights anyway. Yeah. I mean, just in general, because the league is such that, I mean, and the landscape of sports is such that everything is available to everybody now.
Right.
You know, through social media, through all these things, et cetera, et cetera. Like when Jonathan Ogden was playing in Baltimore, they had a radio affiliate in Las Vegas because that's where he's from and that's where he lived. And, you know, that's kind of, well, actually, he's from D.C.
Right.
But
St. Albans, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, so but they had a radio affiliate there because he spent time down there and there was a following. So I'm just not even sure that these marketing rights even really matter.
Yeah, I mean, fans are going to choose teams no matter where they are. I mean, you know, you got Washington fans here in Baltimore. I'm one of them. You got Baltimore fans in Washington.
You do.
Yeah. So it's ebb and flow as teams are. The teams that win get more fans than the teams that don't. It's kind of a zero-sum
game. And so, therefore, the Browns have, like, no fans.
The Browns, they have people in the stands. I'm not quite sure they're called fans.
Okay. Leave it at that.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:41, 19 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company. So Democrats are still melting down over the renaming of Lake Ontario to Lake America and, of course, the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. But they seem to forget. They have very short memories. Do you remember during the Obama, Biden years? I looked it up. 650 geographic locations were renamed under Presidents Obama and Biden. In November of 2021, the Interior Secretary put out an order declaring squaw a derogatory term. And so anything that was squaw in it, Squaw Valley, Squaw Lake, had to be renamed. But that just wasn't the only one. Peaks, lakes, streams, canyons, islands, and similar features all were changed after consulting with 70 tribes and 1,000 public recommendations. That's it. You got hundreds of millions of people in America, and they base these changes on just a few tribes and an infinitesimal percentage of the public. Remember, Democrats renamed women, or a woman became a birthing person, okay? That a man who describes himself as a woman is, they can use the pronouns she or they. But they're melting down over Lake America. Let's not remember, these are largely leftists and liberals that forced the name change of the Indians to the Guardians, from the Redskins to the Commanders. By the way, the Redskins might be coming back sometime in the near future. Just saying. Remember, they got rid of Aunt Jemima. They got rid of Uncle Ben. They got rid of Eskimo pies, all in the name of liberalism. And that was okay. But President Trump, putting America first, wanting to name the Gulf, rename the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, and Lake Ontario to Lake America, they're having a collective fit over that. So I just think hypocrisy. We have met you, and thy name is the Democrat Party. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There's a new minor wreck right outside the Beltway, Liberty Road at Lord Baltimore Drive. Been there a little while. City police have a new wreck right at the split, Edmondson Avenue, Franklin Street, Poplar Grove Street over on the west side. A couple of vehicles were involved there. Still hurting a little bit from some earlier problems. There was a minor wreck on the interloop towards Green Spring, and that backed us up beyond the bridge at Reisterstown Road. The outer loop with the normal delay, 795 down through Frederick Road, and then the Parkville side also is still running slow. Both the tunnels still getting some heavy traffic. We had the incident that was there for a long time on 895 southbound at Poteet Street, and that's been cleared for a while. But let me just see what it looks like back here at Shell Road and back through there. Much better there. And it looks a little better now for the traffic around the toll plaza at Child Street. So, yeah, that's definitely back to normal now through there. So if you want to come over to the Old Harbor Tunnel instead of 95, that's a good way to go right now. 95 has been backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie this week, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
By the way, I want to play Choose Your Fake News. Right now, we'd like you to give us a call, 410-922-6680. Reserve your spot to play, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll get a chance to match wits with the pulp panel here, Kristen and Maggie and Chuck as well. So give us a call right now, and you get to play Choose Your Fake News. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today. Upper 80s, going to feel like the 90s with it, humidity. It'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of a stray shower or storm a little bit later on this evening. Tomorrow will be even a hotter day. And, of course, as we round out August into September. And right now we're cloudy, 71 in Ellicott City. It is 75 in Annapolis. And it's time to choose your fake news. Brought to you by Badger Contracting. Roofing or window issues? Contact Badger and Barry and his team today at badgercontracting.net today. That's Badger Contracting. All right. No contestant today as we choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. I do have the latest results in from the unofficial Casey and Company Choose Your Fake News statistician, Alan. He says for the third quarter of 2026, Chuck is the leader of the third quarter. He's the lead dog for once. So the scenery has changed for Chuck.
Old Rivers is now pulling the wagon.
That's right. Kristen and Maggie are close behind in second and third, respectively. So it's really tight here in the third quarter overall for the year. Kristen's still the leader. Michelle second, Chuck third, callers are fourth, Maggie's fifth. But she's got a lot of ground to make up, but she did well in this quarter. All right, here's your story. Story number one. Rabid bunnies. We had rabid beavers earlier this year. Rabid bunnies are terrorizing North Carolina. Up to 12 people have been attacked and bitten by the rabid hares. Apparently, North Carolina officials are right now trying to find out the source of the rabies among the bunny population and looking to eliminate it. But right now, they're still cautioning people to stay away from the little cute bunnies.
I thought he did the halftime show.
He did. Story two, Minneapolis Public Schools facing a federal civil rights complaint after its American Indian Education Department announced a back-to-school backpack and supply giveaway strictly limited for Native American Indian students, which is a clear violation of a Civil Rights Act, but they did it anyway. And story number three, who knew? Google. And Google Maps has officially begun displaying Lake Ontario as Lake America to users here in the United States. A move comes days after President Trump ordered the historic lake renamed amid his escalating trade war with Canada. All right, story one. The rabid bunnies are now attacking North Carolinians. Story two, Minneapolis Public Schools with its backpack giveaway for Native American students only. Or story three, Google Maps has now changed its map to Lake America from Lake Ontario. All right, Chuck, since you're the leader, you get to kick it off.
Two, please.
Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
I think that one's true, and I think the Google story is true. They seem to be playing ball with Trump for now. I don't trust them, but they are. I think I'm going to go with number one.
All right, Kristen goes. Story number one, the rabid bunnies. And Maggie, who has been talking about rabid beavers now for quite some time.
No comment.
Step up,
I'll
please.
Take number one, please.
Maggie goes for story number one. Story number three is a true story. Who knew that Google was cooperating with President Trump?
I think Apple Maps is not yet, but Google apparently is. Okay. But I still side eye them. I don't trust them.
And story number two, Chuck, the leader voted for that one, the free backpacks for Native American students. That is also a true story. Story one, the ladies take the cake today, both Kristen and Maggie. Congratulations.
It's not easy being top dog. Yeah. A lot of pressure.
That's right.
That's why I do what I do. I'll stay where I am. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure we would expound
on that. Don't make me crawl through these wires, man. I will come to Florida right now.
I'm going to pout for the rest of the morning now.
All right, begin. Pout away. All right, thanks, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. Steve is in Rice Newstown. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Sean, welcome back.
Thank you.
This half a percent tax is just a transfer. I don't want to say transfer of wealth because everybody thinks it comes from wealthy people. It's going to be a transfer of from everybody. It's just amazing that this is just a backdoor tax, correct?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's coming out of your paycheck. And the question is, you may contribute to this tax and never use it. You may never get a benefit. See, you will eventually get Social Security. You'll eventually get Medicare. But you may never get the annual family medical leave here in the state of Maryland.
Well, like I told you a couple weeks ago, it's amazing that people have a short memory. Didn't we have a fund like that for colleges to save money for your kids for colleges?
We did.
Nobody knew who ran it. Nobody knew where the money went. And until you change the rules legally, you have to beat the system at their own game. And until we get that and vote, something I'm going to start practicing. So
So then you have confirmed that you are going to be voting this fall.
Yes. Yeah. I always do, but the primary, I was like, my God, it was my fault, but I'll take responsibility.
That's okay. At least you're a big enough man to own up to it, so.
Yeah, but I'm just tired of the backdoor taxes, and of course, I'm self-employed, and I see it all the time.
Yeah.
We have no idea what the gas tax is, too, by the way. But anyhow, thanks for the time.
All right, Welcome Steve. Back. Thank you. So thanks for weighing in. Look, Alan makes a good point here this morning on this. No, I'm sorry, this is Fred. He says, look, if you work, you pay now, and maybe you benefit later under this family tax. Businesses and workers contribute, but businesses will pass the cost on to the consumer. I'm retired, so I will not directly contribute to the scheme, but we'll pay with higher cost of products and services. The plan will never benefit me. Higher prices in Maryland will send more shoppers to surrounding states. Those higher prices will benefit Maryland government with higher sales taxes. It is inflationary. Maryland government loves to create a new big pot of money that everyone contributes to that they will steal from later. The Democrats will blame Trump for the high inflation. Yeah, I mean, it's all part of it. This is what they do by nature. It's unbelievable. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day. And you can check it out, WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Some stations say they have a talk block. Don't waste your time. We let you talk all day on AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Now the update here is Lug Nuts Johnson.
Yeah, we're looking at a backup here on 50 westbound. It's coming up to the interchange at Ritchie Highway. Look beyond that at the Severn River Bridge, and there's no backup there. So whatever this is, could be a broken down vehicle, might be a minor wreck, is westbound right at Ritchie Highway. So we'll try to figure that out, see if we can get a look and see what it is. But they're definitely slipping, coming over from Whitehall Road, and at that point at Ritchie Highway, becoming a lot more stop and go on the westbound side. There's an overturned vehicle in the median now reported on the BW Parkway southbound in the area of West Nursery Road, so you may get an impact there as you're coming south from the Beltway and eventually heading down to the ramps at BWI. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid, upper 80s, going to feel like the 90s today based on the heat and the humidity index. Cloudy with a chance of stray showers a little bit later on this evening, and tomorrow is going to be an even hotter day. Right now, 72 in Forest Hill, 74 in Middle River. President Trump sparked an online firestorm over the weekend after revealing his ranking of the best and worst presidents in American history. So he took to Truth Social and compiled an intriguing list of presidential rankings across six specific categories. The categories used were the greatest, great, near great, average, below average, and failures. Unsurprisingly, President Trump rated himself the greatest of them all. But many of the other rankings, I think, are a little bit surprising, and I do disagree with some of these rankings. He ranked the notoriously racist and progressive big government globalist Woodrow Wilson as great. Sorry. He, to me, one of the great failures. Income tax came in under him, and the change in the way we elect senators. Along with FDR, who may have been a great wartime president. But outside of that, he gave us the raw deal. He interned Japanese Americans during World War II, prolonged the Great Depression. I would not put him in the great category, neither Woodrow Wilson or FDR. He also ranks James Madison, the father of the Constitution, as average. And arguably the last true small government conservative president, Calvin Coolidge, as below average. Calvin Coolidge gave us the Roaring Twenties. As you would expect, the Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter, all three of the five failures. But James Buchanan, who was considered by many as the absolute worst president, is merely listed as below average. Again, missing completely from the rankings, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, JFK, both Bushes, LBJ, and Harry Truman. Now, again, I'm not saying he's necessarily wrong. This is his opinion. Everybody can have an opinion. But it does depart from how typical conservatives would rank our presidents. And I think, one could argue, clearly President Trump is one of the greatest, if not the greatest. The fact that Reagan's not in that category, I think, is distressing or disturbing for many people. And I'm just frankly stunned at the rankings of Woodrow Wilson and FDR as great American presidents. Maybe there should be an asterisk. Great at war, but he was lousy at everything else. Again, and the only president who ever got four terms, and he was bad. But of course, the war prolonged some of that as well. Just to get your thoughts here on the president's ranking of American presidents, including himself there. I agree with most of his failures, but the greats are the ones that really have caused me to wonder, especially again. And he is a anti-globalist, President Trump. You know, he is America first, anti-globalist. He puts the biggest globalist president in history, Woodrow Wilson, in the great category. You know, I'm guessing he did this, unless somebody else has suggested this list to him, and he was just publishing it and posting it himself. I know somebody should follow up and ask him that question in the near future. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the battle that is ongoing now between Mayor BS and the City Inspector General, Isabel Cumming. And this one, look, it's going to be a fight to the very finish, to the very end. And the Department of Homeland Security has ordered random paper ballots and audits of those paper ballots based on the fact that some Chinese parts are now being used in voting machines in the United States. That should not surprise anybody. So we'll take a look at that story and more here on Casey and Company. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that, again, if you're looking to improve your overall stamina and energy, a lot of folks you know, reach for the cup of coffee several times a day, or maybe they're drinking those energy drinks, which are really, really bad for your. All they do is to stimulate your parasympathetic and nervous system, and then you crash a little bit later on. Some eat sugar in order to think sugar feeds cancer. I mean, there's just a lot of unhealthy stuff out there. Orasine is a healthy supplement developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, and it's available right now on a buy one, get one free offer. And you might want to use the coupon code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY. Buy one, get one free. You can go online and order res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all natural. This is fuel at the cellular level. It helps your cells, restores your cells, repair your cells, and makes your cells function like you run on all eight cylinders, and you don't need any artificial stimulation whatsoever. Rescue Orasine. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY today at 1-800-26-ALIVE or at res-q.com. All right, coming up next, Mayor Scott's office details the OIG accusations as the records fight escalates, and we'll introduce our founding mothers as part of our America 250 celebration here this morning. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
IT News this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The United Arab Emirates Air Force says it has downed an Iranian drone over its territorial waters. Today's action comes after the U.S. and Iran exchanged fire for the first time in a month.
The U.S. said it carried out a limited, precise action to protect trade and shipping after Iranian forces were observed getting ready to launch rockets with sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military had said it completed demining the waterway last week. Iranian media reported sounds of explosions near Larak Island, and Iran's Revolutionary Guard said several of its fighters and civilians were killed and injured. The guards vowed a response and punishment. Overnight, Jordan's armed forces said eight Iranian missiles were intercepted in its airspace.
The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem. The death toll from flooding along the Nepal-Tibet border has topped 900, with an estimated 4,700 people still missing.
My wife is missing, and I'm not able to find her.
That's Sanjeev Rai, who flew from Boston to find his wife, Jawani Jyoti, in Nepal on a pilgrimage.
I don't know whether she's alive or she's not.
Rescue and recovery difficult, roads inaccessible after a glacier gave way, sending water, mud and rocks down a mountain Wednesday, wiping out a village. Nepal Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai.
Our immediate national priority remains clear: to save lives, locate missing persons, rescue them, and provide urgent relief to survivors.
I'm Julie Walker.
More than a dozen people are missing, with one death confirmed following a flash flood in the Grand Canyon. It happened along Bright Angel Creek. Sudden wall of water washing away everything in its path. Bridges, trails, cabins, and tragically, people. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 125 points. NASDAQ futures off 62, and the S&P futures 19 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That is an accident westbound 50 right at the overpass where Ritchie Highway comes into the ramp at 50 and before the Seven River Bridge, blocking the left-hand lane. One piece of equipment is already there. Just saw the fire truck going eastbound. You'll be turning around and coming back there. So two lanes getting by to the right. You're going to have a delay from Whitehall Road and then going from there over to the accident scene. After that, you're clear to the Seven River Bridge and then over towards I-97. Top of the hill, yeah, that's the normal delay there. I-97 southbound in the area at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a hot and humid day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s. Feel like temperatures in the 90s. A chance for a stray shower, an isolated storm. After that, partly cloudy and mild tonight. Lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 71 degrees in Hampstead and 76 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Maryland residents are reacting to the new Family and Medical Leave Insurance Program, or FAMLIS, which will soon take money out of their paychecks. Fox 45 News has been following the concerns around FAMLIS as the state prepares for the program to launch January 1st, 2027, with both workers and employers required to start paying into the fund at that time. The state says FAMLIS will provide eligible workers with up to 12 weeks of paid job-protected leave for dealing with serious illness or caring for a family member. People across Maryland shared their frustrations about how another payroll deduction may impact families already trying to make ends meet. And a motorcycle pursuit led to the arrest of two adults in Rosedale Saturday night, said Baltimore County Police. On August 29th, around 7:30 p.m., officers in Dundalk attempted to stop two motorcycles in the area of Dundalk Avenue and Willow Spring Road, and the drivers refused to stop. Officers were able to monitor the motorcycles' whereabouts with the assistance of an aviation unit. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick three, was 128. The pick four, 4005. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800. To handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at crestlock.com.
Squirrels are adorable and oh so clever, but eating everything at your bird feeders? Not so cute. If you're tired of feeding the squirrels, we have lots of solutions. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn from Wild Birds Unlimited. We have squirrel-proof feeders, baffles, and even spicy seed and suet products to deter those crafty critters. And if you're a squirrel fan, we have feeders, peanuts, and squirrel logs just for your furry friends. Come visit us at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and now Columbia.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys. The Birds on to Colorado tonight. Take on the Rockies at 8:40 p.m. in the Mile High City after blasting the A's yesterday in Sacramento.
And on 2-0, Kobe clobbers one to left. He's done it again. He's absolutely inevitable.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, Mayo's 15th home run of the season off a left-hander. And that three-run blast in the fourth got the Birds off the deck as they rally for an 8-5 win over the A's, sweeping them in the process and improving to 5-1 on the road trip, 68-69 on the season, and one game behind Cleveland in the race to the playoffs. After the game, manager Albanez on packing up and moving on.
You know, for us, it's one game at a time. You know, we have to enjoy this happy flight, enjoy this, and then turn the page and be on the Colorado tomorrow.
Ravens news, the cut down to 53 complete, at least initially. Notables, Chris Moore and Adisa Isaac were cut. Joe Fignano and Ethan Burke were kept. Rookie running back Adam Randall opens on the IR. Nnamdi Matabike and Teddy Buchanan are active. Ravens also made two trades, offensive lineman Diego Pounds to the Chiefs, D lineman CJ Okoye to the Giants, both for draft choices. NHL news, Colorado defenseman Cale Makar becoming the league's first $20 million player, signing an 8-year, $163 million extension that'll make him the highest-paid player in league history. And finally, there are bad nights in Queens, New York, most of them occurring when the Mets are at home. And then there's what happened to Novak Djokovic last night at the U.S. Open. Djokovic had won 77 straight first-round matches at Grand Slams, but last night, physically ill, a 5-set loser to Mariano Navone, the 49th-ranked player in the world. The Joker hadn't lost a first-round match since the 2006 Australian Open. Coming up in 30 minutes, catching up with a former Raven who has seen enough. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Back to school week for many counties. You're just now joining us here on the program. You missed, we talked about another judge blocking question three. That is now before the Maryland State Supreme Court on appeals. They'll have the last say on this thing. We're told September 3rd, the very day the ballot must be determined. So it's going to be a real close shave there. We also talked about another broken promise from the Westmore and the General Insane Asylum Democrats over this family and medical leave insurance act, which starting January 1, 2027, you're going to have a lot more money taken out of your paycheck and won't even be able to access the benefits for a full year. Coming up in this hour, however, we're going to be talking about, again, more government-funded jab propaganda. Has been uncovered, where the government paid millions of dollars to influencers to convince you, persuade you, cajole you, and maybe even shame you into getting the jab. The DHS has ordered random paper ballot audits due to the problems with voting machines. Our top story here today, the ongoing battle in this hour, Mayor BS's office and against the Office of Inspector General, accusations are flying, public escalating. Against Inspector General Isabel Cumming, as they're trying to halt a court order requiring the city to turn over records to her office, which, by the way, the voters voted for in Baltimore City and have been doing up until recently. The dispute stems from Cumming's lawsuit challenging the administration's decision to restrict the Office of Inspector General's direct access to city records. Judge Pamela White rejected the city's effort last week to dismiss the case, ruled the MPIA does not limit the OIG's subpoena authority, and ordered the city to produce requested records. White also denied the city's request to pause the case. So Mayor BS is now asking an appellate court to intervene. What's at issue here is a July 24th letter. Mayor BS's Chief of Staff J.D. Merrill and Deputy City Solicitor Stephen Salisbury accusing the Inspector General of improperly accessing privileged law department communications and draft city budget documents outside the scope of legitimate investigations. The letters in response to the OIG management alert involving a redacted senior city employee Isabel Cumming has concluded that the employee in question violated the city's administrative manual and ethics law by raising concerns about the inspector general's access to electronic communications and documents. I would think that anything in the city's possession could be subpoenaed. Now, if it's privileged information, then it would be treated as such. It's like how we deal with classified information. It's on a need-to-know basis. And you can't run around, although there are criminal statutes if you violate the handling of classified information. I would think there are criminal statutes if you violate attorney-client privilege. Which, by the way, they didn't care about when President Trump was president because they invited his attorney-client privilege left and right. That's a whole other matter. Fox 25's Mackenzie Frost caught up with Mayor Scott, asked him about the appeal process and why they're fighting so hard to deny Isabel Cumming access to these records.
Well, we don't talk about ongoing active litigation in the public, so we have no comment other than what is said in court, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, well, what you said in court, the judge wasn't buying. And now, of course, all these delays, all these appeals, all this time, all this money is costing who? The taxpayers of Baltimore City. That's who's paying so that Mayor Scott can keep his little sidestep program in Monzie and perhaps even his wife Hannah Scott's access to $51,000 of taxpayer money all behind closed doors. All right, more on this coming up in just a second. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, they were holding traffic temporarily here at this wreck on 50 westbound coming into Annapolis from Whitehall Road. The wreck was right after the bridge where Ritchie Highway crosses over. I think they just got the vehicles off the roadway and pushed them over to the right-hand side. So it's not going to be completely gone, but the left-hand lane is back open. I see them moving again. So if you're coming over from Whitehall Road now, the activity may be on the right-hand shoulder right at that ramp where Ritchie Highway comes onto 50 westbound. So at the end of that ramp and on the straight through lanes on 50 westbound, heads up, you might want to stay now to the center and the left hand lane. Top of the hill, yeah, that's the normal delay at I-97 as you're coming south at the ramp at Route 32. That doesn't change very much. Still there, gets better after the bridge at 178. Beltway, no late problems on 695, but still a lot of slow traffic in the area. And we're still kind of recovering. We had some problems earlier, and we're still slow for the traffic going south into both the harbor tunnels. And the wreck earlier was on the inner loop of the Beltway coming up towards the ramp at I-95. The inner loop is still a bit slow, and the outer loop is... Ooh, let me take a look at this. Do we have a minute, Sean?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, let me take one. Just change the camera here. Mm-hmm. BW Parkway was showing some backing on the Beltway on the outer loop. So it looks like there may be something there. Outer loop approaching 295. We know there was a wreck in the median on the Parkway southbound right around West Nursery Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Monday back-to-school week. Hot, humid temps in the upper 80s. Going to feel like the 90s, mostly cloudy. Chance of stray showers or storms later on this evening. Cloudy 76 right now in Annapolis, 75 in downtown Baltimore. And the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, the National Anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1255. 1100. Well, after we did our finding the 56 signatories to the Declaration of Independence, many of them are founding fathers, I thought it is important to turn the page and maybe introduce you to some of our founding mothers that don't always get the credit that they deserve. Some were certainly, they weren't elected officials, but they were politicians, they were diplomats, some even combatants on the battlefield of the Revolutionary War, and played an integral, crucial part in the founding of our nation. Let's meet one of them here this morning. Abigail Smith Adams was the first second lady and the second first lady. She was brilliant, advised her husband throughout his prestigious career while being a devoted wife and mother throughout her life. She often took other children under her wing, including the daughter of President Thomas Jefferson. Born into a pastor's family in Massachusetts, Abigail was homeschooled. She was very smart, opinionated, and practical. She married John Adams, a country lawyer. They were blessed with six children, four of them who made it to adulthood. She and John were often apart due to his role in the American Revolution and responsibilities for the young United States of America. Their letters are a delight to read, not only for the tender love between them, but for Abigail's wit and strong opinions of how things should be done. She had a huge impact on the nation through her husband, John, the second president of the United States, and her son, John Quincy, the sixth president of the United States. Yes, she was both a wife and mother of an American president. When John served an ambassador post in Paris and London, Abigail went with him, though it was a challenge for her to adapt to European culture. Unlike the quiet Martha Washington, First Lady Abigail Adams took an active role in politics when her husband was elected president. She held a large dinner in their home each week for all kinds of guests and planned the 4th of July celebration each year in Philadelphia. She also appeared frequently in public, was so active in government that her enemies called her Mrs. President. There were several children in her family that had fathers who were alcoholics, so she rescued them from poverty by moving them into the president's house to live mother them. She is probably the most famous of all first ladies, and even today people take her advice to heart. One of our founding mothers, Abigail Smith Adams, again, and that is today's America's 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best, and right now he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos, and he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Day 20, 20 minutes after the hour. Still to come, of course, more Mayor Scott's battle with the Office Inspector General. What is he trying to hide? What is he trying to cover up with Monzi, the sidestep program, maybe with Hannah Scott? Maybe there's other things we still haven't. He's now desperately fighting the Inspector General all the way to a brutal court battle just so that he can keep something under wraps. And that something is what everybody is talking about. We'll have more on that coming up in just a second. It's 8:20. You're listening to Casey and Company.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Lorraine Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, what is programming in memory care, and why is it so important?
So programming is activities. And the reason we like to say programming is because activities to me are passive and programming is purposeful. So programming is just as important as any medication for someone who, whether they are in assisted living or in a memory care environment. It keeps the brain flexed and stimulated. It is just as important as exercise for your body, and it helps keep you sharp. A lot of studies show that a very jam-packed activities day for a resident will actually slow down their decline because you are continuing to utilize their brain in many different ways throughout the course of their day on a consistent basis. So programming is so important because it really, like I said, helps slow down their decline. Again, keep a very good baseline for your resident for a longer period of time. So the programming program at Harmony Park is so important important because we go from about 10 a.m. every day right after breakfast until 8 p.m. every evening with our programs. So we make sure that back-to-back, other than at mealtimes, we have something constantly going on for our residents. And we also do what's called concurrent programming. So we'll have different activities for people on different levels at the same time to make sure there's always something for everyone.
So if you want more information about programming and the differences that you can get at Harmony Park, may I suggest you log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. There's a lot to unpack here and learn about Harmony Park and their brand-new memory care program at Lorien Harmony Hall. So, again, that website is LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com for Harmony Park at Lorien Harmony Hall. LorienAssistedLiving.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Take 23 minutes after the hour. We are talking about Mayor Scott's battle to the finish here with the Office of Inspector General. We'll hear from some legal experts coming up here in just a second. Still to come, also, the Department of Homeland Security is ordering random paper ballot audits due to the problem with voting machines nationwide. It has to do with Chinese parts and infiltration into some of these voting parts. Save America Act, anybody? 823, traffic weather on the threes. Update now once again with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right, we were a little slow there. We were concerned about what it was. Never saw anything, never heard anything, but around the Beltway at the BW Parkway on the outer loop and even the inner loop coming up from I-97 was slow. It looks like now that it's a little bit better through there. Could have been an accident, could have been a broken down vehicle, but it looks like we're moving again and the pace had actually improved somewhat. So that's good news there. The southbound side, or make that the westbound side of Route 50 at Ritchie Highway, those vehicles remain on the right side. At one point, that was blocking the left-hand lane. And we still have some heavy traffic going south. We had a big problem earlier at the old Harbor Tunnel on the southbound side. There's a little bit of a slowdown still around as you're moving south on 895, but nothing major right now. 95 is still busy for that traffic moving south from the toll plaza area into the tunnel, but the backup is gone now. It looks a lot better here at the O'Donnell Street ramp. And most of the rest of the Beltway is still slow. Outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop through Pikesville towards the JFX, and 795 to Frederick Road on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast shaping up like this, hot and humid again today. Temperatures in the upper 80s. Going to feel like the 90s with the heat and humidity index up there pretty significantly. Right now, 74, chance of light rain the next hour in Pikesville, 73 in Reisterstown. Legal expert Euripsy Morgan. She has stepped in now on this battle between the mayor and the city inspector general. And she said, look, voters made their wishes well known in that charter amendment.
She needs this information now, so give it to her. Baltimore City residents voted to give the Office of the Inspector General these expansive powers because we want this office to investigate what waste, fraud, and abuse, and to whatever extent is necessary.
Yeah, so think about it. All they'd have to do now to avoid any kind of subpoena or investigation is run everything through the Baltimore City Law Department, okay, and claim attorney-client privilege. That's how you would effectively end all investigations by the Office of Inspector General. And, again, this Morgan points out, as we have repeatedly stated, Monzi, Safe Street, Sidestep, et al., would be under greater scrutiny.
Remember, a lot of this goes back to an investigation by the Office of the Inspector General of the mayor's Sidestep program. And we all know that he is very possessive and very, careful about what information he shares regarding Monzi.
Yeah, so right now the mayor has lost everything. He's lost every court appearance. Every court ruling has gone against him. At some point, you'd think he'd wake up and smell the roses here, that this is not going to end well. To give the information to the Inspector General, make sure that there's full transparency, and let the chips fall where they may. Okay? If it comes out that there's somebody within Monzi, somebody within Safe Streets or Sidestep or something else, then let it, you know, again, that's what the voters wanted. That's what they voted for, and not for you to intervene and try to cut off these investigations. Let's go to the phones here. Glenn is in Easton. Good morning, Glenn. Glenn, are you there? If Glenn could not hang or fell out of the cells, you can give us a call back, 410-922-6680. Speak of the Inspector General, the mess in Baltimore County has just gotten worse, believe it or not. Remember Kelly Madigan and how they tried to fire her and basically handcuff her investigations, Johnny Zero and Kathy Stealthmeyer et al.? And now, of course, she's over in Howard County, where she's also encountering problems there. See, Democrats don't want anything to do with inspectors general. They want to be able to operate without transparency, without full accountability. That's how they can, you know, use their supermajority to, you know, to its most effective, you know, way, method to pull the wool over your eyes and do their dirty, nasty deeds, which we're now seeing with the family. Act or tax that's going into place. So Greg Domro is Baltimore County's Deputy Inspector General. He's a senior investigator. He oversees the office's operation as they're looking for a new deputy. But he says that he is going to stay on temporarily to oversee the Baltimore County OIG after the deputy resigns. He was first hired in late April as the watchdog of the chief of investigation, resigned his role effectively August 21st, making the third leadership departure since January. Domro's a former FBI agent, by the way, and took the reins as the office second in command after the former deputy Steve Quisenberry retired in early June. So once again, we're seeing that it's they keep moving the chess pieces on the chessboard in Baltimore County. They just they're going to find somebody eventually. I think that they and who knows, you know, with Stealthmeyer on her way out, there'll be a new county executive next year. We certainly hope that's Pat Dyer. But if not, then that person, and we already know that Julian Jones is not a fan of inspectors general. So he fought tooth and nail against Kelly Madigan and others. So, again, that's not a good sign for voters as we head into the county executive race here in Baltimore County, that we have a man who is committed to trying to handcuff and or basically keep the inspector general at arm's length, and that would be Julian Jones. Our buddy Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny and his team of agents can sell your home fast and actually faster than most agents, 3% faster for 3% more money. He's been doing this for over 20 years, and half of which time here you've heard about me talking about him on WCBM. And Vinny's got all sorts of programs that he has set up that helps you to sell your home fast and for the asking price that you want in the time frame that you need. And once you sign the contract, your home is listed with Vinny, your home is sold. It's guaranteed, because if it doesn't sell for that price that you agreed to in the time frame with Vinny, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash at market rates. So call Vinny today. I tell him I told you to call, 410-709-7515. It's 410-709-7515 or online at vinnysteele.com. 8:30, the latest news headlines here with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that NASA's newest crown jewel blasted off Sunday to hunt for planets around other stars, explore secrets of dark energy, and survey the cosmos like never before. SpaceX launched the $4.3 billion Roman Space Telescope shortly after daybreak aboard a triple the firepower Falcon Heavy rocket from Kennedy Space Center. Roman blazed toward an observation point 1 million miles, that's 1.6 million kilometers away, that's also home to the Webb Space Telescope, one of NASA's other big-ticket eyes in the sky. The bus-sized telescope, named after the late Nancy Grace Roman, NASA's first chief astronomer, will take more than 3 months to reach its destination. Once there, it will cast the widest gaze yet on the hidden parts of the universe from space, uncovering the unimaginable with unsurpassed speed. And Baltimore County police detectives are looking for a suspect in connection with a shooting that left one man injured early Saturday morning in Towson, said authorities. Officers responded to the unit block of Solar Circle following reports of a shooting. When officers arrived on scene, they located an adult man with a gunshot wound to the lower body. The victim was transported to an area hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. injury. Detectives are working to arrest a suspect and have reason to believe that the victim and the suspect were known to one another. And today is the first day of classes for thousands of students in Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, and Harford counties. Area law enforcement agencies say motorists can expect increased traffic, frequent school bus stops, and children walking to and from school. So drivers should use extra caution, slow down in school zones, and stop for school buses with red lights flashing and the stop arm extended. Students in Wicomico County will be the last ones in the state to head back to school. Their first day of classes will begin tomorrow. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you got to call Big Lou, because he's like you, older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the backup is cleared now from the westbound side of Route 50 at Ritchie Highway. We had the accident there about 25 minutes ago that was in the left-hand lane. We're back to normal, including the ride over the Severn River Bridge. There's some minor slowing still out there with the traffic coming down the hill from I-97 at Route 32. Parkville side of the Beltway looks to be pretty good right now. The inner loop is still slow as you're moving from Green Spring to the JFX, and it's still pretty heavy over towards 83, but that's all it is. It's heavy traffic. Traffic right now through there. Last look over on the west side, still pretty solid yet, and still pretty slow. It's going to take a little while for that to clear out. It's still 795 all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. City police with a new accident on the northwest side at Reisterstown Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a hot and humid day ahead of us, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s, feel like temperatures in the 90s, a chance for a stray shower, an isolated storm. After that, partly cloudy and mild tonight, lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Spurs close out the month of August tonight in Denver. Take on the Rockies at 8:40 p.m. Kyle Bradish will take the hill opposite Tanner Gordon. Orioles fans thinking about the standings every day, especially now with the Birds just one game back in the playoff chase. But yesterday, the starter, Chris Bassitt, claims he doesn't think about it at all.
Yeah, I'm not thinking one bit of where we're at in standings. It's just more and more so, like the day-to-day basis of just showing up, being pros, playing a really good game, really good brand of baseball, and then whatever happens, happens.
Like, as far as the Rockies are concerned, they can hit, but they cannot pitch. Tied for fourth in the majors in batting average, but last in Major League Baseball with a 5.49 earned run average. Ravens hit the practice field this afternoon at 3 p.m. after cutting down to 53 yesterday. The Ravens' defense has shown brightly in preseason, allowing only one touchdown drive, 13 total points.
You know, we've done a great job of creating a mindset on our defense, and obviously all the other coaches as well. And so I like where that's at. I'm excited to see where we can start the regular season.
Buffalo Bills are doing a mea culpa, replacing the grass that one player described to The Athletic as ass, with less than 3 weeks until their $2.2 billion stadium makes its regular season debut. A pair of notes from MLS soccer over the weekend. Lionel Messi tallying four times in Inter Miami's 7-1 win over FC Montreal. And 16-year-old phenom Kevin Sullivan tying Freddie Adu's record by hitting an historic milestone on on Saturday, scoring the winning goal in Phillies' win over Red Bull New York. Sullivan reaching the 10-goal mark, tying Adu for most by a 16-year-old or younger in a single MLS season. High school football over the weekend, Loyola Blakefield over Scranton Prep 41-34, Calvert Hall Forest Hill Gonzaga 22-21, and DeMatha over Archbishop Spalding. That'll make Sean happy, 35-14 the final. And finally, a sad note to report from the world of D2 football. William Jewell College junior running back Micah Joe Barnett died after experiencing a medical emergency on the sideline and shortly after scoring a touchdown during the Missouri-based D2 school season opener against Fort Lewis College on Saturday. Barnett was transported by ambulance to a hospital and pronounced dead shortly thereafter. No other details were released. Micah Joe Barnett was 20 years of age. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the times, they are a-changing.
Hi, this is Kim Klasick. When an aging parent or loved one needs a little more support at home, knowing where to run matters. Visiting Angels of Pikesville and Owings Mills provides compassionate, personalized in-home care designed around each family's needs. Their caregivers help seniors remain safe, comfortable, and independent at home. Start with a free consultation. Visit visitingangels.com/Pikesville today. That's visitingangels.com/Pikesville.
Sean, it was interesting. You were talking, I think, last half hour about the name change, Lake Ontario to Lake America,
right.
And mm-hmm. how the left is all up in arms over it, even though they did all those things.
Right.
It's funny you mentioned that, because at the Ravens-Redskins game on Friday night, we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how it was just 4 or 5 years ago. I actually looked it up. It's actually now 6 years ago, 2020, that Washington was forced, basically, to change its name from the Redskins to the Commanders. The Indians followed suit the next year, changed their name to the Guardians.
Right.
By the way, the Seminoles of Florida State did not, and the Braves of Atlanta did not, and other teams as
right.
well. But for
I think
what?
The other one was the North Dakota. Didn't they change Fighting Sioux?
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
And the conversation turned to, like, for what? What is actually the result of that? Are we any better off 5 years later? And, like, nobody talks about it anymore because that political sphere is out of power.
Right.
And so it was just like passing through the night, but like for what? Like year, like decades of history have been changed because of that. For what result?
Yeah. And then the tearing down of statues, the rename.
Exactly.
I pointed out over 650 geographical locations were renamed under previous Democrat presidents. I mean, this renaming stuff is, remember Mount McKinley was changed to Mount Denali or whatever?
Correct, by Obama.
It's all the same thing. What's interesting, though, is that in the Redskins case, they began selling Redskins paraphernalia and merchandise in their store again.
Correct.
Online, and sold out in 48 hours. And they said they had to do it in order to keep the trademark. Well, why are you worried about keeping the trademark if the name is bye-bye?
Well, perhaps it goes back.
So.
Well, speaking of that, by the way, if they do a throwback jersey or like a throwback night,
right.
do they get to wear the trademark helmet? Like it would be a throwback.
Yeah, that's a great
right,
question.
Like, why wouldn't they do that? It's
well,
throwback
there's
night.
Some speculation the logo may come back, but the name might not. I don't know how you bring one without the other,
mm-hmm.
because
right.
it's synonymous with the Redskin name as with the Redskin logo. So same for the Indians. I mean, that's ridiculous. They said that Chief Wahoo was a caricature. That's a different argument than what Chief Two Calves was for the Redskins with the Indian head logo.
Okay, that's cool. But look, if Chief Wahoo was such an issue, then just change the logo.
Right.
You don't have to change the name.
Exactly. Exactly. we got crazy. Remember, that was all pretty much by the summer of 20 with the George Floyd stuff.
Right. Even here, exactly. And even here in Baltimore, all the statues came down. And they housed them like in Wyman Park somewhere
right.
or something like that. And I don't know what happened to them after that.
Well, they're still doing the end racism stuff in the end zones this year.
I saw that.
Did you
yes.
see that?
Teams have the option for a message and racism or these et cetera, but have
they ended racism in the hiring practice of the National Football League? I'm just curious.
You and I, Sean, I was just about to say the same thing, and the answer is no.
No, exactly. All right, thanks, Gary. Great point. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. By the way, just in case you did not hear it, on Friday, the second judge in the state of Maryland, this is a Dorchester County judge, Judge Sarbanes, has ruled against Westmore and the insane asylum Democrats on ballot question 3 in a 12-page opinion. Judge Sarbanes ruled in favor of plaintiffs on all three
of their claims regarding Maryland's proposed congressional redistricting amendment known as Ballot Question 3. The judge determined that the ballot language and process failed to provide voters with adequate notice, that the General Assembly violated state election laws, laws that they themselves had passed this very year. They violated those laws. They broke those laws. Because why? They're Democrats. They have a supermajority. They get to make it up as they go along. And the judge said, no, you don't. And that the proposed amendment improperly combined multiple subjects into a single ballot question, which is a no-no. So 0-3. 0-2 in rulings. In this particular ruling, he found the ballot language for question 3 to be misleading. It did not clearly communicate the amendment would effectively remove Maryland constitutional standards and protections from congressional districting plans. The court also concluded the General Insane Asylum failed to comply with state election requirements regarding public notice, public comment periods, and the provision of statements explaining the practical outcomes of voting choices. Like, he didn't really explain what voting for and or against the amendment did. Additionally, the judge rejected arguments that voters could understand the amendment's full impact by reading different parts of the ballot language together, stating that the process should not be so confusing for the public. Well, there's a history of that confusing the public in ballot questions, and maybe this will be the case that will stop that. But now it is on appeal to the Maryland Supreme Court. The state and Westmore have appealed it to the Attorney General's office, and the hearing is going to be September the 3rd. So stay tuned. That is also, ironically, the same date that the State Board of Elections needs to be notified that either the ballot language is going forward or it's not going to appear at all. So it'll be interesting to see if that's a same-day ruling or not, because that might be another deadline missed. Who knows? And maybe, the Supreme Court of Maryland could drag its feet intentionally. They could say, we're not going to rule until maybe tomorrow, the next day. I would think that they know that would be pretty obvious. When all is said and done, I think maybe the Supreme Court rules against the Democrats this time, knowing that they can fix all their little errors and glitches for next January and try to redistrict Andy Harris out of his seat later. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like a late wreck, Howard County, eastbound Route 100, right at I-95. It's taking up at least one lane. The backup is showing going back towards Snowden River Parkway. So that traffic eastbound from there to 95, that's the reason for the backup. The accident is right there at the ramp area at 95. Don't see any late problems on the Beltway. A few slow areas. JFX looks good. Both the tunnels are clearing out nicely from some earlier problems. City police with the wreck up on the northwest side. It's near Pimlico at Reisterstown Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid today, temperatures in the upper 80s, feel like the 90s, mostly cloudy, but a chance of stray showers and storms a little bit later on this evening. Cloudy 74 in Ellicott City, 73 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
We're during the 250th birthday celebration of America. By the way, this feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs. It is great to see that there are still great patriots, great Americans that are still singing great songs about America. The latest is Aaron Owens. He's got a brand new single out called Your American Flag.
Revolution, song for independence, a symbol full of hope and a beacon to the world. Some folks said they saw me by dawn's early light. I represent the best there is, the left, the wrong, the right. And I don't run. Where there's freedom, and I'll always
was strong for us all. I'm your American flag. I embrace all colors, religions and all cultures, from sea to shining sea, a melting pot of dreams. I'll lead us in allegiance. Now while our anthem plays, some salute, some take a knee, while I just proudly wave. I don't run, I never have. Steady and strong to the moon and back. You can always find me where there's freedom, and I'll always have your back. For the brave, for the strong, for us all, I'm your American flag. Cause freedom isn't free. Been tattered by the winds of change and burned out in the streets. Honored to drink the fallen when we bring our heroes home. One nation under God with liberty.
Your American flag. It is available for download today if you were so moved by that song as I was. Brought to you by Town Appliance. That's your feel-good news story of the day.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's the perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Jen Air. Plus, Mayer & Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
And by the way, I just heard from Tony. He makes a good point saying that I say the Baltimore City taxpayers on the hook for the boy mayor's insistence on not opening up public records. In fact, Baltimore City receives more than $1 billion from the state, and that is true, which means that we are all paying for this incompetent fool's actions, according to Tony. Yep, that's true. A lot of state tax dollars, just not city dollars, are going into Baltimore City. So this, again, but it's just the city voters and the ones that voted on the charter amendment authorizing Inspector General Isabel Cumming to give her subpoena power to investigate everything and anything in Baltimore City. It's still to come. The government has paid hundreds of influencers to promote the jab. We'll tell you about that and much, much more. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Trump administration is taking another major step to secure America's elections ahead of the upcoming 26 midterms. The Department of Homeland Security will now require states seeking full Homeland Security grant program awards to conduct random post-election manual counts of paper ballots, providing a physical check against results produced by the electronic voting systems. A letter went out last week from the Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, warning that voting machines containing components manufactured by foreign adversaries create significant security risks. And, quote, there is no question that election security is national security. And, again, every federal grant dollar will have to trust but verify the results generated by their voting machines. And some of that being driven by Chinese parts, components. Again, I don't know why we just ban. Why don't we just ban all Chinese components in all of our election voting systems? I mean, I think that would be a slam dunk, common sense no-brainer. But then again, that's just me thinking out loud. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. With the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like there's a new problem coming across the Bay Bridge and eventually towards Baydale Drive and through there. The accident westbound at Cape St. Clair Road. Don't see which lane, but I see traffic getting out of the right lane at the camera here at St. Margaret's. So it looks like there's something there, and it is slowing down, but the pace is not too bad. But heads up if you're coming out of the area at Oceanic Drive and Sandy Point, headed over eventually towards Cape St. Clair Road. There's some slowing in there, and then it will get better over to the Severn River Bridge. Late slowing on the Beltway, a little bit slow yet. Liberty Road down the hill towards Frederick Road. The Interloop at Green Spring is still backed up and still carrying the heavy traffic from Park Heights Avenue, Stevenson, and Green Spring over to the JFX. And JFX southbound, you're good there between Ruxton Road and the ramps down. Town. Late accident from Howard County. They may still be there for a while on Route 100 eastbound at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today, upper 80s, maybe feel like the 90s with that heat and humidity index, cloudy chances of some showers or stray storms a little bit later on this evening, and tomorrow it's going to even be hotter. Right now, 76 and cloudy in the city, 77 in Dundalk. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. Welcome back.
Nice to be back. Thanks. Always good to recharge the batteries, you know?
Yeah. You never get to take a vacation that long, well, so it was nice that you
got out. Yeah, it was nice, yeah. And kind of was, August is kind of a slow period, although not in Maryland. It's never slow in Maryland, you know?
I know. We got lots to talk about today. Of course, in Dorchester County, I know you noticed that the judge has decided to go along with the circuit court in Anne Arundel County, and now it heads to the Supreme Court, this redistricting amendment that they want to put on the ballot. I did get a chance to talk to Delegate Ryan DeRocky over the weekend. Obviously, they're going to be at this Maryland Supreme Court hearing on the 3rd. I guess that's on Thursday.
Right.
So they'll be there. So hopefully we can get them on the show, my show on Friday. To talk about, kind of what went down. But I have a feeling, Sean, that they're just going to agree with the circuit courts. I don't think that this is going to change.
They don't like to overrule as a rule. And I think that you look at it, the September 3rd is the deadline for the ballots
right,
to be.
Right.
So they probably, as I said earlier, I think they're going to just they go along, they'll rubber stamp what the judges did. They won't get it on the ballot this fall. They'll come back next January and fix their problems.
Senator Bill Ferguson got his way.
Yeah.
He got his way. We'll talk about that, of course.
That's not Westmore. I mean, Westmore, he can go to Hakeem the scheme and say, look, I did everything I could. It's in the hands of the courts, but I delivered for you. So.
Yeah, but I think he really wanted it. I think there was a difference there. I don't think Senator Bill Ferguson really wanted it. I think Westmore really wanted it. Well, of course, we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the latest update out of the explosion in Annapolis, the house explosion. We didn't get to talk about it yet, but unfortunately, even the other gentleman, the father, the husband, also passed away.
Right.
Many days after in the hospital. So sad. Such a sad situation. But people need to be aware of, just how dangerous some of this stuff is, like propane. I don't think people really think about it as much.
No. All of that's dangerous. Any natural gas, propane, and it is any kind of incendiary. That's why I've always been a fan of electric.
But
I know a lot of people, gas is cheaper, but I've just always had electric.
I bought an electric grill, and I got lambasted on social media for it.
As you should.
I'm scared otherwise.
Well... they're much safer than
We'll talk about that. And, of course, the Lexington Market, the body cam footage has been released, and we'll talk about that as well.
Talk coming up next. Kim is always informed and entertaining, and just check her out right now at 9 o'clock. By the way, Natalie Winters has got a great piece over at, of course, her Substack. You should read it. The government paid hundreds of influencers to promote the jab. And she's unmasked dozens of them. It's an $80 million project. They paid nearly 500 social media influencers to promote COVID vaccines. Okay? A technology creator told followers, do your part, step up, get vaccinated, vaccinate your children. A native paid partnership promoted vaccination during pregnancy and claimed babies born to vaccinated mothers faced a low risk of COVID hospitalization. We now know they faced greater risks of miscarriage and deformities. Another paid partnership from the government highlighted a vaccinated six-year-old and said the family acted partly to protect a two-year-old. And on and on and on it goes. Federal health money supported a project that paid private social media personalities to convince people to take the jab. It's just amazing how extensive and broad and expansive. This was 100% funded by our tax dollars, by the CDC and the HHS. $25 million in 2021 alone. So, again, that is pure government propaganda. And you think it only happens in Russia and Cuba and in China? It's happening here, folks, to us each and every day. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you should you need them 24/7. They're there. A serious accident resulting in serious injury, and you need serious legal representation. Well, Michael is the person and the firm you want to call because it's a boutique firm. It's not some large law firm. You get lost in the numbers, lost in the shuffle. You know exactly who your lawyers are going to be, Michael, Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman. Of course, they're the ones in the firm, and you'll get one of those three guaranteed. And any one of those three are certainly wonderful lawyers and can work to make sure that you get the settlement that you need. Or perhaps if it has to go to litigation, they're prepared for that as well. So best thing I can advise to you is just give them a call if you've had a serious accident resulting in serious injury or you've fallen and injured yourself someplace else, then clearly 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. Serving Marylanders for over 40 years at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. That's going to do it for us today. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.